Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
DRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, J's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
One-time Buckskin Alvarero, Texas. 76009.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Nice day here today here in Texas. Look like the weather's good all over. We're going to do what we do with this grudge racing, try to make some sense, try to make some progress, try to put some things out there today, try to get some callers to participate and talk about some things in the grudge racing. First off, we want to make note again, Jackie Deaver, race car, Alvarado, Texas. Check him out. So I'd like for Jackie Deaver to come on and say a shout-out about his race. I saw he had his race out over the weekend. So, hey, if Jackie out there, I want to get Jackie on before we get started and talk a little bit about what he has all before the chassis shop here in the Texas area. Jackie out there? Jackie Deaver.
Tracy, Jackie's on the line, but he hasn't pressed the one button. You know, sometimes he's in a noisy area, so... He's on the
okay,
line.
Okay, well, we'll let Jackie, he's out there. We'll let him move around and get you a closer area where he wouldn't have so much noise. I seen he had that automobile back up and running. I seen Jackie was okay. In Mississippi, so, hey,
okay,
we just wanted to come on and say a little bit. Go ahead, Jackie, how you doing?
Jackie's mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing out there?
All right, how's everybody doing in Raceland? This weekend we went to... Hub City, Mississippi. Had a great time down there. I took three cars from my shop, including my own. And, you know, we just went down there and had a good time, Got to see the Mississippi Nightmare card. Got to watch Telethorn give her due just, and we had a little mishap with Peanut's car. He got a little loose with the tires, and other than flip broke a flywheel in his locked-in race, that's about it. So, what else you got going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Just trying to, you know, get another thing. Keep guys informed of what's been going on. It's good to see y'all guys made it out there. I just want to say, you know, we appreciate it. I know the guys appreciate it. You know, all the guys that did make it out there from Texas, that's a good thing. Want to give props out for Peanut for going out there, you know, doing this thing. Give big props out to Tony Bynes. Going out there, probably was looking at being an underdog, but took a stab at it and came out victorious. Hey, that's a good thing. You never know. Just like they always say, fastest car don't always win. And so we just want to give props out and give credit to the people who go out and participate and do what they do in the grudge racing, man. So, hey, keep doing what you're doing, man. That's what it's all about. At this time, you know, I want to just take a moment, man, and just give a moment of silence for, as to remind everybody who maybe hadn't thought about something, haven't been going on all day, for the folks who lost their lives here in the 911. So this is the anniversary day, and we just want to could everybody just take a moment of silence and respect for those folks. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. It's always good to do that. So any other race related news out there, upcoming events, races that may happen in other areas that we might not know about, might happen over the weekend, some Houston or some Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, that we might not know about. Someone's out there got a race they want to come on and talk about. Push the one button. We'd like everybody to know what be going on around here in the world of grudge, man, just to keep people informed of the action. If it was something going on this weekend, I don't always get it. I always encourage guys, if something happened, I don't see everything. I don't get on the board to see everything. Feel free to push the one. You can come on, and I encourage you to come on and speak about it. So if there's anything out there, go ahead. And same thing with topics, man. If you come up with something you think we need to talk about, you know, we want to try to keep it productive if we possibly can. We don't want to get on here and make this be a drama session. We want to try to keep it respectful and try to make some headway and try to just find ways to bring some resolution to where we can all have enjoy some good grudge racing. I kind of have a topic, man, that I kind of thought about. You know, we might have touched on it a time before, and I just kind of been hearing some different stuff going around, and this is grudge racing. This is grudge racing, man. So one of the things that I thought to talk about today was, you know, how have grudge racing changed over the years? You know, sometimes you hear people talk about, well, you know, folks are doing this, folks are doing that. Why is it not like it used to be, you know, when people just show up to the track and race? Well, I explain to them like this. Many things change every day. And my opinion is just my opinion. When it comes to grudge racing, the technology has changed so much. You know, so it's a little tougher for guys to do things the way we used to do them. Some people still ride on that same concept, and if it worked for those folks, that's fine. But I just like to hear from some other grudge racers their opinion on what they think is so good about it or what they think is bad about it. You know, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? You know, I just want people to ponder on it and think. I love everybody to participate in it, man. It's not a right or wrong answer to some of this stuff. It's just some information that we put out there that we can talk about. Maybe we can find races to lock races in, make races better. But, you know, to me, you know, have grudge racing changed so much over the years? And if so, is it good for the game or is it bad for the game? I hear people speak about promoters, you know, that at some point, you know, that we don't need no promoter, but man, I'm a grudge racer myself and been a grudge racer for a long time, but I'm going to speak from a promoter standpoint. My personal opinion, I believe every promoter that tries to do a race actually tries to do a race for the benefit of the grudge community to help try to create and bring action in the grudge world. And some people might feel like, yeah, but we don't need a promoter. You look at it like this. This is my opinion. Tracks deal with promoters because they feel like that they can make profit off a promoter, and they take the liability and risk of not investing their own money out there and putting on shows. So if you get a promoter, if he go out there and he work and try to bring the best show that he possibly can, you know, I think every promoter deserves some kind of compensation for the work that they put in because they're actually trying to bring action. Some tracks, like you say, they will race regardless. And if you notice, they have bracket racing, and bracket racing has died down. Tracks don't really make much money or get many spectators off of bracket racing. So they be looking for certain shows to come up. We just got to work and continue to work on not trying to put shows on top of each other, and it's something we're going to continue to work on and try to make things better. But when promoters put shows out there, my opinion as a promoter, I believe other promoters' intentions are to try to bring action for the fans. Now, I'm saying that, I'm throwing it out there, that's what I feel about it, that's what my think is, and I think that's the aim and direction of promoters. And is it good for the game or is it bad for the game? Will it be more active without them or would it not? For me, if we wasn't promoting races, sometimes we wouldn't have some of the shows that we have and wouldn't have much action. So me is coming in on the promoting side, that allowed me to open up. That allowed me to venture out, try different things, go to different states, meet different people, bring in different people, to travel a little bit. So all in all, for grudge racing, when you claim to be a grudge racer and be the baddest, that means sometimes you have to mix it up outside of your own backyard. And promoting races, I think, myself personally, I think is good for the game. I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to let the mother folk talk. Guys, push the one button. I like to hear everyone's opinion. This is an I show, like I always say. It's not a my show, so feel free. Come on, talk about your races, talk about a lockup, talk about what's happening, talk about how we can make this better. You know, what do you think? Come on, go to the lines now.
Larry, your mic is open. Larry.
Hello, Atomic Dog. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How's it going, man?
All right, this is Larry out of Chicago, man. I got a text to call in today to support your show, and I thought I'd call in on the topic that you were speaking on.
Okay, man, what's your opinion? Why don't you talk about it? Give us some of your insight, your opinion, what you think about it. Hey, we want to hear, man.
Yeah, we definitely need promoters. You know, we all, anything that you got to have a head. You got to have somebody that's going to organize and put things together for the racers and for the fans and so forth and so on, because the racers themselves, they can't do it all, you know, so it's a big job. And sure, you all should be compensated for it, ain't no doubt about it, because, you know, it's your time that you're taking and so forth and so on. And within the last year, I have seen Grudge Inc. improve considerably. You know, we have our little step backs and so forth and so on, but I look at the overall thing of it. I never look at the negative side. I always look at the positive side, because as long as we stay positive, if we get everybody to join in and be positive about it, then we're going to have a hell of a thing going on. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree, man. That's why I try to work so hard, not trying to push. You know, like anything you do, you're going to run into some bumps in the road. But as long as you try to find ways and resolution things and to try to work them out and keep going forward, I think is a good thing. It's not a perfect system. We're all going to have some flaws. As long as we keep talking and be open-minded and communicate with each other and try to find ways to work with each other, I think it's a great thing, man. And what I think Grudge Inc. is doing for the grudge racing community around from state to state, I think it's a big thing, and it's a lot of other things to come that probably should make it a lot more eventful. Give people that grudge race, they've been grudge racing for many years, some opportunity to get some publicity, to get some recognition, to make some newspaper articles, and other people get to see just how it is from state to state. So, hey, I'm going to remain focused on it, man. I'm going to keep working at it. I'm going to keep encouraging people, trying to work with other people and everything, to try to push this grudging thing and the grudge racing around the world. So, hey, I agree.
Yes, okay, well, I thought that I would put my little input in it, and I'm not going to try to hold it up. I know we have some other people that have opinions, but I want to call in and let you know that I support Grudge Inc. 100%, and whatever it is that you all are trying to do or are doing or whatever the case, I support that also. And I'm just hoping everything falls in place and work out, because I see a future that should be very promising as long as we all pull together.
I agree, man. I appreciate you calling, man. Your input is always welcome. Like I say, hey, this Grudge show is for everybody, and we encourage everyone to speak up. Okay, man, you can just hang on there, man. Feel free to come back anytime. You know, you can speak. Just push the one button, you come back up. Anybody else got out there?
Roy James, your mic is open.
I'll come back and say something later.
Okay.
Go to the next person.
Okay. Press the one button, take your hand down for me, and then when you're ready to talk, press it again. That way I'll know you're ready to talk. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
I'm pretty close, Dr. Joe.
Alley Cat, your mic is open. This is not Pro Star Joe's show.
You sure it ain't Pro Star Joe? All that damn talking Trace is doing.
Hey, man, let me tell you something about doing that talking. Sometimes I be talking, waiting on people to push a one. I sit here looking, don't see no one. I keep on running my mouth.
Yeah, you were killing me. I think, in my opinion, that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer.
They have a little bit of that, because, you know, if you look on the boards, you got to be some people versing their opinion, thinking this, don't need that. Just give your opinion. Put it out there. Give your opinion from your perspective. What do you think about it? Why we do it? You know, hey, just stop, put it out there. Talk about it.
Well, I just figured just a promoter, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I think that we and everybody else that's giving races are bringing action to these tracks are doing a wonderful job. It's a no-brainer. You know, this is the most we have grudge raced in many years. This is the most we have grudge raced last year and this year.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
You know, people, and I think that people that sit back and make these comments, I don't think they really understand what we're actually trying to do. They're just looking at things one way. But you look at it, hey, before we had that, you know, we had people just showing up to the track, not making an action, and you got tracks that open up every week, and they have bracket racing going on, and guys just show up, and it's just, it's not a whole lot of activity, it's not a whole lot of excitement. The fans don't really get no bang for their buck. So, you know, I think it's just a new way of the era, way things going to be and the way things are to come. I mean, you know, you have to change your time. I mean, sometimes people don't like changing in the beginning, but once they get used to it and really appreciate what the promoters go out and try to do, they will, you know. Finally, when you play the music, Mike, someone got a lot of noise.
Okay, Tracy, the only two mics open right now are yours and Alley Cat.
If you look back at any NHRA attendance, ADRL attendance, bracket racing attendance, index racing attendance, every one of them fell off except for grudge racing. Grudge racing attendance has picked up and is growing larger and larger.
That's right.
So the promoters are doing something right. I mean, you know, we doing something right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, people just have to understand, you know, you know, some people don't understand, Kent, I know you can contest to this. Man, putting on this and going out doing this, some people think that it's easy, but, man, you can agree, there's a lot of work behind the scenes to go into this. Some people just don't appreciate that happens, you know.
Well, you're right. You know, I'm not going to get off into it because, you know, I done heard everything, you know. I say, man, I don't do this for the money. I even did a few races and lost money, but that ain't everybody's business. But the problem is, we bring in action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We bring in action.
Yeah. So, well, what you got going on the weekend? What's going on? Tell us something else. You know, somebody else want to push the one button. Hey, guys, I'm gonna say it. Push the one button. Speak about it. We don't want two or three people coming on and doing all the talking. I know there's a lot of people got opinions out there. Man, I want your voice to be heard. I mean, this show is what we're hoping is to talk about some things, to try to learn some, and maybe try to find ways we might come across. We might hear something from somebody to give us a good idea to do something to help make this game even better. So, man, I welcome opinions. You know, some opinions are good. You take the good and you leave the bad alone. So, thank you. Put it out there. Talk about it. Don't be afraid to talk. Like I can't say, I got a lot of wins.
Hey, Tracer, I need to make a $20 bet with you, too.
What's that?
If you can go 2 weeks without saying Tony Bynum's name, I'll give you
$20. Have I said Tony Bynum's name today?
Hell yeah, you already said his name 3 times.
I said Tony Bynum, I was talking about Tony Storm, buddy. I was talking about Tony Storm. That's who won. I
gave $20
to Tony Storm.
I'll give you $20 if you don't say prime time, Tony Bynum, or the boss for 2 weeks.
Who?
For prime time, if you don't say prime time, or Tony Bynum, or the boss, if you don't say it for 2 weeks, I'll give you $20 next time I see you.
Yeah, all right, okay. Hey, guess what? One thing about me, though, is this. Suppose you got to raise somebody, and you raise somebody from around here, I have to talk about it. I don't want to be biased. And you can say the story one way. I want to talk about both people. So, you know, to make a long story short, I didn't say Tony Bynum's name today. So I was talking about Tony Thorne because Tony Thorne had to kick Tony Bynum's butt. So that's who I was giving props to Tony Thorne.
Yeah, I give big props to Tony Thorne. You know, he kick ass. Whenever he say he going to kick ass, him and Mike Graham, they've been around for a long time.
That's the Tony I was talking about. And matter of fact, probably told me, he called me earlier, he probably come on the show. He might be on here, or he's on that night. Talk about it.
I wouldn't give a damn. Hell, he can come on the show. I'd get on his ass, too. You know I ain't scared.
No, you ain't scared. You got that car ready yet?
See, there you go. You asking the wrong question. You asking the wrong question.
Isn't this a racing radio show? How's that the wrong question? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Elvis.
Where Tinka at? Where's old Tinkerbell at?
He's probably out there.
Hey, Tinka, say something.
What do you want?
I'm in.
Say something, Tinka.
Hello? Hey! What's up, man? Chat?
Are you through playing with your baby dog?
Yeah, I'm through playing. Right now, I got a lot of background noise, man. It'd be kind of tough for me to hear. I'm at a football game. But I had to let you know
okay.
I was out there listening to you.
Okay, well, hit me back.
Yeah, I know you probably got something to talk about that the day we came up there, but, you know, I think you got a little something to talk about, too, so... I'm going to go and let you have it for a little bit. I'm going to turn the mic off so we can, you know, pretty clear with them.
Oh, yeah, we lost. Shit, a loss is a loss. Shit, we engaged and got our head to walk.
Yeah. I told Trey before we left, I should have bust y'all at my motherfucking self.
And we locked in again,
I'm call you.
Again for the 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with the same car.
Oh, hell. Well, I'm going to get back over here. I heard you when you said Tinker, so I ran out the stadium right quick. But let me get back over here and watch the game. I'm still listening, though.
All right, man. I ain't going to mess up your show, Trace. What?
I don't know. You're going to mess it up, man. It's about drug racing or whatever it is. Got to do with something about racing. Hey, keep it going, man. We got people out here. Got a lot of people on here. And I just kind of like some other folks to come on and speak about what their thoughts are about how drug racing changed over the years. Is it good or is it bad? What do you think? Is there some things that you think as promoters that we need to add or we need to work on? Talk about it. Put it out there. We all can learn something. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think, in my opinion, grudge racing really has changed. I think it's a lot more people that we are dealing with at one time now. And back then in the days that they didn't run for a whole lot of money. Nowadays, we are running for crazy-ass money. You know, sometimes this shit don't even be making no sense, what these people be running for, man. It really don't. But I can't look at nobody's pocketbook or whatever they bet is whatever they bet. You know what I'm saying? I know what I can afford to bet, and that's what I'm afford to bet. But in my opinion, I don't think grudge racing really has changed a whole lot. You know, we just doing it a much safer. We don't do it on the streets no more. We do it at the track, you know?
Yeah, which is a good thing. I mean, and that probably got a lot to do with it, and the money thing. But, you know, for each his own, people going to bet according to how they feel and what they think they can lose. You know, some people think better than some people. A margin of better. So, you know, hey, you know, I don't get into nobody's bet and demand for their bet like that, so.
You know, in the last year, we have gotten a little bit more organized. Now, you know, like you said, Grudge Inc., you know, he's trying to make this hill go from coast to coast, from the east all the way to the west. So, you know, some he's doing something nobody has never done or nobody never thought of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's got people, like I say, I spoke to a guy, you know, way up in Chicago, and he called, and we was talking, and he was talking about, you know, and you want to come to Texas and want to do something. You know, just stuff like that, the lines, things, the branch out, man. And if we, as the people that go out and promote this stuff and meet these people and so racist and people get to look and see and then grow up, they come on and bring things on board to try to, you know, put shows like what we have here today in perspective where people can come on and air things out and talk about things and let people know where the action going to be and people get on here and try to lock people up with these racists. We would be just in our own backyard doing our own little thing, and nobody around the country won't know about us. So I think as promoters, man, I think we're doing a good job, a great job, and I think we just got to keep being open-minded and find ways to work and put on better shows and get more people to come travel. I mean, I think it's a good thing, so that's good. I mean, I hope somebody else will come on and give their opinion. There's a lot of people out here I'm looking at and push the one button. Give your opinion, man. Explain to us, Eddie, what do you think? Well, Roy didn't come back.
Roy dropped off, but I got somebody on the phone that's looking for Tinker. Glenn, your mic is open.
Hey, Sam, what's going on, Alicat?
What's happening?
What's happening? Where that Tinker at, man? They're telling that blue and silver bullet looking for him, man. We still looking for him.
He went to the restroom, man.
Oh,
he went to the...
creeped off.
Yeah, man. He got a weak bladder.
Yeah, I know he out there. And whenever he come on back, or either we come visit him when he feel like he ready, we still willing to try.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What's
going
on with
this? It's that truck.
Oh, Undertaker. It's Undertaker truck? Oh, no. Nah. It's the Cavalcade truck? Was this the Cavalcade truck?
Yes,
okay. I got
you.
If I was you, I'd jump ship as soon as I can.
You say what now?
I say, if I was you, I would jump ship as soon as I can.
Well, I got an 8 from the 8-10, man, so I got to ride with him. Like you said, okay, you know, the only way we going to win some races, we going to lose some races. That's just a part of it. So, but, you know, we got to get out there and mix it up, so. I'm looking to get out there and mix it up with somebody and anybody right about now just to see what happens. So win, lose, or draw, I'm ready to try something, man. You know, I ain't got no whole lot of money, so I better look money going.
Just a fair warning, stay away from HMP. It ain't nothing but pit bulls around now. Stay away from HMP.
Hey, guess what? Everybody in HMP is not a bull, though, and not a pit bull. You know, you got some around that got some current on, so, you know, I just got to get in there and see. If I'm gonna curry, they gonna curry. Don't make no difference. They ain't gonna win them all.
Ain't gonna happen.
Hmm?
Ain't gonna happen.
Why is that?
That truck waiting on you. That truck on the phone waiting on you right now.
I'm on the truck right now, bro.
Well, there you is, Chris. Let's lock it in for the 27th. I mean, the 22nd Roy race.
Yeah, that we can do.
You talking about single?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Tinker.
No, I'm talking about myself.
Oh, no, man.
I'm not talking about the truck. I just say I'm ready to try my car. It don't make no difference when I lose the truck. I try something.
No, we talking about race cars, real race cars.
I think probably got to do a little more testing, man. I mean, he just got to do a little more testing. He on 29. I looked at that truck. That truck looked like it's sitting on, what is it sitting on, 33, 34?
Hey, are we graduating or are we class racing?
We graduating, but you're going to look at something. I mean, you know, hey.
I'm saying, Chuck, if you're going to look at something, look at the whole picture. What people try to realize, man, that's a full-body truck. That's a full-body truck. You put it on scale any day of the week, you're guaranteed to be right around 4,000 pounds.
I mean, take it out there. I'm quite sure he's going to look at it. I'm not going to say not. He's still spraying the bugs right now. You know, he's still spraying the bugs, so he's trying to get the bugs off of him. See?
Okay, then. So what you're really saying is you want me to leave you alone then, right?
Well, I'm just saying for being on the ATS and having to deal with that truck right now, I'm just saying let me just get some of the bugs off of it right now. But don't go away.
We ain't going away.
All right. Think out there. I think y'all might have seen it. Think you have that. See, don't let that guy and Glenn get your team, man. You just got to tell him, you're working on a book, so you let him know.
You know where we at? That's our own track, so we always be there.
All right, well, anybody else want to chime in, want to talk about something, want to talk about something, want to talk about a lock-in race? I know they got a race going on. I don't know if HTX or Mac got a race going on in Dallas this weekend, so he's putting on a show, so it ought to be some action there. Roy James got one coming up, so.
Roy, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, what? How's it going tonight?
What's up, Roy? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I just want to say a few things about the grudge racing. You know, I've been in this here for about 10 or 12 years, and I started off in my first grudge race with the MLK shootout. And I was started off in Baytown, and like, you know, everybody went to HMP, and I used to get on the Internet and see all these other races on the East Coast and stuff, and I moved it to HMP. And so the first time I had it at HMP was a good turn. I wanted to all the brothers just come together, we have a good time and races and stuff. And it turned out to be a real good show. Matter of fact, it was too good a show. I had one of my friends get killed out there in his truck, and that was the best show that I ever put on since I've been grudge racing. I mean, we had people. That was the first time grudge racing had came to HMP. And it was so good, man. And I just hate it to the end at night. But for the guys that give the show and everything, I mean, it's just exciting to us. It's not really all about the money and stuff. It's just trying to get people to come together and see how good this thing could be, and it could get better and better. Like every year, like Alan Katz said, and you said that it gets better and better every year that we all stick together and don't have races on top of each other. But I mean, I really enjoy giving a race, and I never will forget when the guy got the '68 Camaro out of Dallas. Trying to call his name, Candyman, and he came down there, and man, he put on a show. I mean, a good show, and he won the race, and he won the money, and when he was at the end of the track, he turned around and came back. At the other end, you're not allowed to come back on the same, the same way you went. You're supposed to have to come back on the return road. But he came back down the track, and I said, man, you can't do that. He said, yeah, that's the way the Dallas boys do it. I said, that was really exciting to me. It was exciting to the whole crowd because they ain't never seen a guy won a race to come back down the track, so coming back the other way, that's exciting, For the fans, because the fans want to see good grudge racing. I mean, good grudge racing. It's not all, like I said, the regular class. It's all right, but they want to see a car against a good a car, a, another good car racing good, what you know, we call it good racing. And like I say, it's taking over. I mean, you know, you can see it coming because, like Alex said, the ADRL is you know, it's fading away. The 10-5 is gone, so ain't nothing left but good racing. So to give the people their money worth, and I think it's a good deal, you know. And I think, you know, I support all the promoters, you know, and I think we're doing a good job.
Well, that's right, man. Well, I agree with you, man. Why don't you tell folks about the show? You got a show coming up. You want to tell people about, a little bit about what you got going?
We got. I'm gonna have, you know, the grudge race end of the summer racing. I like to see a lot of cars come out, you know, support me, you know, in the race and everything. And like you said, because we travel, you know, we do travel. When other promoters give races, and you know. And Tracy, you know, he came down and gave a good race at ACMP. It was a good turnout. So, you know, it's all about, you know, having fun, you know, and the spectators, they looking for some good excitement. They get, you know, they don't want to see one car go down the track by itself. They want a hard, they were like, I don't want to see a hardcore race. And that's what they looking for.
Yeah, I agree, man. That's why I say we just got to keep working together, man, and keep doing this. And don't let, you know, and I say this, I don't get on the internet and go back and forth with that negative stuff that people put on there.
Yeah.
To me,
yeah.
That's just a handful of people that don't really understand or don't really appreciate the bigger spectrum of what we try to do, and that is try to bring action with the grudge racing against each other, and the fans come out and enjoy seeing two people going at it for a little wager. I think there's a lot of excitement, man, and we just got to continue to work. And don't let some of the negative stuff, you know, continue to fall up. And just stay focused, stay positive, and keep doing what we do. I mean, that's what it's all about, man. Try to make fun, try to make action, and travel around and get it on.
Yeah, I remember even when Alec Cadnam used to give a race in Navasota, the Dallas, Dallas racer used to come and mean it. It was a big turnout down there, and Alec Cadnam did a good job down there with. In a race in Navasota, you know, that's, you know, it started way back, you know. And so I can give my hat off to Alec and them because, you know, they was into it real deep back there. So now, you know, and it's paying off right now.
Yeah.
So we used to do it.
It definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Okay, Roy, hey, man, appreciate you, man. You know, you can, if you want to come in anytime and ask something, you think of something, feel free, push the one button, man. You come back up to the top.
Okay.
We're going to go to the line and see if anybody else there want to come shed their light on the conversation, bring something positive out. You know, if it's something negative that you just got to bring out, if it's something that's negative that we could turn into something positive, we welcome it.
Yeah.
If it's something negative just to cause controversy, man, you know, hey, let's just try to keep the respect of what we all try to do and try to build on in perspective and try to learn from it if it is something that's negative that just has to be brought up and also for us to move forward. Let's talk about it. I'm going to go to the lines. You got anybody else out there?
Yeah, Tracy, we do have a couple of hands up, but before we do that, I want to thank, he said his name was Boatwright from Georgia. We want to keep Willie Dog Watson dog in our prayers. He lost his brother this past weekend, and that's a hard thing that you go through when you have to experience that. And he spoke about it for a minute on his show, and then he wanted to move on from it. But we do want to remember dog, you know, in our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anytime we have someone in the racing community or some loved ones or friends that we know, our condolences, want to go out and on this show, I encourage people to come on, man, and speak about it, show your support, show your condolences, and just, hey, man, just say a prayer for that family call. Hey, it can happen to any and every one of us any day, and it will happen to any and every one of us one day. So, hey, big condolences go out for the dog family and any other individual who suffered a loss. We always want to say a prayer for them. So I think it's a good thing. Anything else you might have got something I want to say, want to talk about, bring up some issue. Let's take it on, man. Let's go to the lines and, hey, people, bring it up, put it out there, let's see what we got.
Anthony, your mic is open.
All right. What's up, Atomic? You don't know me by Anthony. This old No Nick in Dallas, man.
I know you, Anthony. What's
up, No Nick? Anthony, you know me by
No Nick. I tell you what, I'm gonna show you how good I know you, No Nick. Where's Rob McDonald? He's a long time growing racer, been around for a long time. You run out of shop with Robert McDonald. Why don't you get him on the phone? I'm happy to see you did come on and push the one button. Tell Robert, hey man, if you might not be running in the top today, you see a grudge racing, it just might not be what we used to have. None of us have what we used to have back in the day, but hey, we still try to mix it up with what we got. Anthony, what do you got? You still got those six of them?
Right, yeah, but what I wanted to say was the brother that came on almost made me cry because he was talking about Candyman, and that's what was wrong. That's what's wrong with grudge racing now. Candyman, Big Carl is dead, and those were true racers. We raced for a little money but a lot of pride, and that's what people forgot about. It ain't necessarily the dollars because none of us make no living doing this. It's about the pride and about being pride and having a car that's good and other people respect it. So you may not have a lot of money, but that car was your pride back in the day. You know, I mean, to go to the track and just outrun somebody and you were just a nobody. That's what racing was about. And I think it's coming back that way. You know, the little money helps. Don't get me wrong. Brother likes the money. But we used to race for a little money and a lot of pride. Because to know you was a top dog, you already had the money most of the time. You just wanted people to know who you were, just like you. You were Atomic Dog. Your name been ringing all the time. You ain't necessarily got rich doing no racing.
They don't get rich doing it, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
My chicken and things, as they say, stay in the negative. So, you know, hey, I'm always trying to borrow from some raw Peter to pay Paul. Then I got a raw Paul once they get it, too. So.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say about Carl. You know, them the kind of races we need to come back, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, get some people that gonna come back like Carl that can keep the show going. People like King Arthur, people that really shake it up. You know what I mean? And keep it going. Those were the people that had fun, and we all had fun. You know, so like I said, if it gets back like that, drugging is good. But we still need them people in that made it good, you know, and those people are still around. They may be dead, but it lives in somebody else.
Yeah, you're right. You're never going to forget the people that had to inspire them, had an impact on them. And just like you say, King, wherever King go, everybody know King's going to bring some excitement with what he do. So, you know, and he's been around a long time. And so people appreciate that kind of stuff, man. It's just, like you say, we got to keep on doing it and not always worry about running for a whole lot of money. Just sometimes mix it up, you know, like get in where you fit in. But that's right, man. So, hey, where's Robert at, by the way? Where's Robert, man? I mentioned Robert. What's Robert up to? Robert is a long-time grudge racer. He used to be one of Dallas' fastest, and Robert don't come on the grudge show. What's up with that, man?
Well, one thing is he runs the shop by himself right now. I'm going to give an excuse for him. He's one-man crew.
You know why? I'm going to take that excuse away because nowadays, man, we got Bluetooth, you know? So I know he can still work and listen with that Bluetooth and push the one button, say something, see himself, and go, hey, he get a good shot, he run his mouth.
Well, I'm going to make him come on. I'm going to call him and try to get him to come on. But like I said to you, I know what you're doing, and I appreciate for what you've been doing all this time here, man, trying to make something happen. And we all want it. So we all behind you. At least I'm behind you. I've been, you know what I mean. I'm behind you. Anything I can do to better help anybody, let me know.
Man, I try to do it in the name of grudge racing for the betterment for everybody, man. I just kind of want to, you know, like I say, this grudge thing is a beautiful thing, I think. And, you know, we got some work to do on it, but the main focus is to try to spread the grudge racing around the world just as though they did ADRA, NHRA, to all those guys who got a lot of money sometimes, get a lot of exposure, get a lot of attention, but the guys that grudge race that bring a lot of excitement, we may not have all that money, but we can still deserve to bring action and bring people to fill up stands. So in order to do that, we want people to know about us also. So grudge is allowing us to stage the platform to play on and coming out with newspapers and articles of what we can get in on and people can around the country can see each other and we can travel and try to mix it up throughout. So that's what it's all about. And it's all about having fun, meeting people from different places, playing on a bigger playing field. I think it's a great thing, and I'm going to keep on pushing and encouraging everybody to join in and try to. We've been doing it for years. And grudge racing is not going away. Grudge racing is not going away. So we have to continue to make it shine. Make it bright, man. Make this playing field be a big playing field for the small guys that don't get all the TV exposure. Hey, but one day, like I spoke about, if for the ones who don't know and the ones who may, if you're looking at Drag Illustrated magazine, came out last month, and a lot of good, nice articles. Pro Stock Joe had a very nice article in the Drag Illustrated magazine, and they had some full-page pictures of some actual grudge races. And, man, what I'm looking to do with along with Grudge Inc. and other promoters here in the Texas and surrounding areas, man, is come together, get us to put on shows to where, guess what? They're going to look up, and we're going to have some Texas guys in the Drag Illustrated. Right now, we got some Texas guys coming out in the Grudge Inc. magazine that's circling around. For the ones who didn't get one, you'll be able to log on to grudgeinc.us, and they got a place you can click on in order to try to get one. But that magazine, I have to come around the Houston area, the Dallas area, and they're going to be coming out monthly, and we will be featuring some of Texas' fastest grudge races in it, and I will be coming around calling different people at different times, trying to do interviews with them, trying to get profiles on them, trying to get them put in the Grudge Inc. magazine. So, man, we got to continue to work together. We got to try to make this grudge race as big as we possibly can. We just got to stick together. When things come out and things start going negative, it only takes some time, man. People be doing some things wrong. We know each other in this grudge racing community. Some of us are close enough to each other where you can tap them on the shoulder, back them up, and try to talk them about it. And, you know, like I said before, nobody going to make all the right decisions. We're going to experience some bumps in the road, but in the long run, we have to try to listen and try to do what's right for the grudge game, and that's what I'm shooting for, that's what I'm aiming for, and I hope everybody understands and participates and be a part of what we're doing for grudge racing. So I'm going to go to the line. Anyone else got to speak, say something. It wasn't a whole lot going on down here, so we just actually trying to talk about grudge racing, what we can do as far as promoting this stuff, making it better. Who we got out there want to share something on it?
Tracy, right now there are no other hands up. Alley Cat, your mic is still open since you don't like hearing Tracy talk. Roy James's mic is still open.
Tracy.
Hold up, Alley Cat. I'm sorry. Lorenzo, your mic is open.
How's it going, fellas? How's it going?
What's up, Rizzo?
What's up? Oh, hey, nuts. I just want to chime in on this grudge race. A lot of people are getting the wrong idea of grudge racing. They're trying to make it a calling it a grudge event, but they're putting classes together. And I don't consider that grudge racing. I mean, grudge racing should be two guys showing up with two cars. You know, they battling out for a little change. You know, they got to be a bunch of people trying to break nobody. Like No Neck said, racing for the pride. And it originally started back, I remember back when the Ghetto Boys used to come to Dallas and race against a couple of guys here, and we used to go down to Houston, like you said, I used to go down to the Meltdowns and all that. And the grudge racer was, I mean, it was on point then. It was basically, you know, no one knew basically what anyone had under the hoods. They just showed up, tire size, and battled it out. And now, you know, everyone calling it a grudge race, but, like I say, you know, you show up, you have a 275 class, then you got a back half class. That's not grudge racing. That's class racing. And if we're going to make a grudge like they're doing it on the East Coast, we're going to have to get with these cities and get with, you know, someone out the city that's going to promote their race and get their guys together and travel to city and battle it out.
Yeah. Okay, Lorenzo, I appreciate that, but let me just share just my opinion on that one. And this is just something I see. When you throw these grudge events, say, for instance, you might get 100 cars, 150 cars, sometimes 200 cars, some of these events. Some of these guys, we got a lot of people, but out of the 150 people, you might only have 25 or 50 people in that actually grudge races. Some of these guys are so-called class races, and sometimes, as you all know, the grudge races sort of wait till later in the night. I don't know why we do it. We want to be last in line a lot of times. We got to continue to work on that. But those races go down. But you got fans that are coming. We open these gates up 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Not a whole lot go on. So when we mix some of these class races in there, that's for some of these guys that don't want to go out and bet a whole lot of money. So we have a little class in there to get as a filler. You got to have something in there as a filler sometimes just so where the spectators won't be waiting around for that grand finale event towards the end of the night. So that's why me personally like to try to throw some of this little class stuff in there. It's for the smaller guys who like to run for a little pot if the track put in a little something for them to run for, and also give a spectator something to see until the heavy hitter, so-called, that I can really talk smack and really bet a little money and go for it. So I personally think that sometimes you just have to have some for a filler to take away some of that dead space. That's just my opinion, and that's why I try to do it. And that's kind of just what I feel like is one of the right things to do and feel like what some of this stuff is going to. And the reason being, the fact they don't want to sit there and say, there's no action, nothing going on. Why did they wait to 10 o'clock? Or why did they wait to 12 o'clock? Track closes 12 o'clock. So, you know, you got a lot of that. So that's just my opinion. Anybody that's got something, push the one button, share your life, share what you think on it. I'm going to shut up.
I understand that, Trace, and I agree with you 100% on that, but still at the same time, I'm just saying every event that's coming up now, for some reason, they're putting grudge in it. And they're not really grudge races because it's the same cars you see every week. If it's going to be a grudge, I feel it should be cars, you know, that's traveling from other places to meet up and fight against, you know, other cities. That's my opinion on it. And then at the same time, you got two tracks on the same day saying they're throwing grudge races, but you got the cars split up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say, you know, we all need to come together. We need to come together, you know, everyone, you know, come up with something where, you know, we don't have these tracks all having some on the same day. Or we can all come together as one track and we can actually get some grudging on.
Hey, I understand you. I mean, we got to definitely, I can say, we got some things we got to work on. It ain't perfect system. But as long as minds remain open and good ideas come out, people can come together and make a decision. And I always feel like if you come together, you can be more successful. Then you divide through negativism. So, I mean, I'm for it, and I got open here. We just got to talk about it. Okay, anybody else out there?
Let me say one thing, Alicat. Alicat, I know we talked yesterday. You was asking about the Ghost, and I did get confirmation the Ghost will be at Crundle if y'all do decide to come up and want to do a little something with them. I did get confirmation they will be at Crundle.
Alicat, okay. Listen, he's got a lot of background. Okay, Alicat, go ahead.
Okay, that's good. I got
okay,
you.
I just want to let you know that. Okay, all right.
All right.
Cliff, your mic is open. Cliff, your mic is open.
All right, yeah, you there? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, hey, thank you. I just want to say, man, shouts out to Quick and them guys there, Snake and Dex and all them. That deal they put on in Mississippi. As me for a racer, man, you know, that was about 500 miles, you know, I drug out there, you know, to get out there and break some more stuff, you know, break some more parts. But to me, man, what really mattered and what makes me want to come back the next event they throw is the fact that them guys came up and said, hey, man, thanks for showing up. And I understand that if your event hadn't turned out that way, you know, I'm pretty sure you would have came up to each race and said, hey, or you would have gave mad shouts out for the guys that showed up, even, you know, despite the rain, because I know I was there despite the weather and all that other good stuff. But sometimes, man, a thank you or some appreciation goes a long way because, I mean, today diesel and everything else is high, and I ain't going to get on that little soapbox about saying how much everything is. You know, we all made a decision to make that haul out to Mississippi. But I just appreciate the fact that from the promoter side, you know, the dude even said just, hey, man, thanks for showing up, you know. Yeah. I mean, he made sure to tell me that. He made sure to tell Jack that. He made sure to tell Tony that. I'm pretty sure he told all the racers that, you know. Just, hey, man, thanks for coming way from Dallas over here to Mississippi, you know. Sometimes, you know, that means a lot to people, you know, just to come out and hear somebody really appreciate the fact that, you know, you took time out of what you got going on to go out there and try to support their deal, you know.
Hey, guys, Quick, your mic is open.
Tim.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Quick?
Yeah. Man, you guys, I want to give thanks to everybody who came out who I didn't get a chance to give thanks to. You know,
The rain ended up messing up the show, but I enjoyed the crowd we had. So I want to appreciate all y'all for coming out.
Not fit to win.
Who was that?
That was quick, Tracy.
Yeah, I know it was quick. I thought somebody else did something. I know it was quick. Yeah, we appreciate it, man. The one thing about that rain, ain't a whole lot you can do about it. You just work and try to do the best you can sometimes. But hey, quick, I know you'll have another one, man. I know it'll be successful. And I'm quite sure more of us will come out there and try to support your event. Because, like you're saying, you support best around here. So, hey, keep doing what you're doing, man. And trust me, we'll make it out there and try to make one of your events bigger and better, also.
All right. Appreciate that. I was just on there. I'm out here working, so I was on mute, you know, just listening to everybody talk, and I appreciate y'all for coming out, showing y'all support.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
You're fine.
Okay. You had anything else out there? I want to say something.
Say 6 to my 6 to 50.
Roman, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, Roman? How
are you doing? It's Joker time, man.
It's Joker time, huh? I heard that. Who you trying to jump on right now? Who you trying to jump on? He says, you come here hollering at Joker time. I know what that means. That means you trying to jump on somebody.
I just want to touch base on this topic y'all talking about. You know, Lorenzo said that the grudge races, y'all have, shootouts, and that's kind of a class racing. But I'm kind of thinking that's a good thing for grudge shows because you get a car from, you know, the East Coast that want to race a car out from Dallas or Houston, but they don't really never see each other. You know, they don't know nothing about each other. And then when you get these classes together, you know, it gives a chance for guys to fill out, you know, see what another car can do and maybe build a rivalry. To me, that's what makes a good grudge race. You know, guys who've been going at it for a couple of times and you don't know who's going to win. It's a fair race. And, and it's a rivalry. That's what makes a good grudge race to me. You know, and nobody knows who's going to win, and when anything can happen.
I agree with you. Man, when you have these type of shootout thing like that, man, like you say, you know, the track put a little money up on top of it, so therefore a guy don't have to take a whole lot of risk on everybody after you running for that free money at that point. So, you know, you take a stab, and on the side, like you say, hey, you might not get that guy the first round, so you might see something you like. And like that, you know what, I think I can handle this guy. He might. Like you say, it's a filler for you. So I think it's a good thing. I think that's just the way grudge racing is going. I think that's just going to be another platform to help us enhance this game to a bigger level as we travel around the country. I think you're going to continue to see these little shootouts and little classes going along with grudge racing to the betterment of the sport and overall. That way we know we're going to see some action.
I ain't really here to call nobody out, but there's a car out there from Mississippi called me yesterday saying he wants to do something, so I'm just going to sit back and see if he steps up to the plate and calls me out like he said he was. So I'm going to go ahead and just sit right here until he comes on the show.
Who was that? You say you kind of half-assed. You say they had a car out there in Mississippi, so you already identified the state, so... Hey, what call are you talking about? I think the grudge community.
It was a Mississippi Nightmare.
Oh, you want to see the Mississippi Nightmare
caucus
out there?
Yeah, he's been calling me all week trying to get something together. So he said he's going to call in on the show and tell me what he wants to do. So I'm going to sit back and wait for him.
Well, we can get Clark on the phone if you want to get him on the phone.
All right, let's get him on.
Okay, well, hang on, man. Okay. We're trying to see if we can get.
Tracy, I'll try to get Clark on the phone. In the meantime, you've got about four hands up.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get the next
caller. Paul, your mic is open.
Janet, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
All right, man.
J105, my 100, 165.
Paul, your mic is open.
Did you say Paul?
Yes.
Jimmy Leroy, what's up?
Well, hey, what's up? Jimmy, they got to tell you what, boy. I don't want it. If somebody called me Jimmy, they ain't somebody mic. You got some noise in the background. You need your mic. Well, if somebody come on this show and call me Jimmy Leroy, all I can say is one thing. If somebody call me Jimmy Leroy, they've been knowing me all for a long time. And all they know about four or five minutes
to him. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Paul Swiss? How you doing, man?
Not much. I think on this grudge racing, it needs to be like it used to be back in the early 80s, where everybody meet up and all the little dogs get a chance to shine and quit letting all the big dogs move them out. Let them have a little sunshine sometime and win a little something.
Hey, man, why didn't anybody get grudge, man? Go ahead.
Say what?
Now, go ahead.
Finish off. I say, let them have a little sunshine sometime. So, you know, and then when the little dog get a little sunshine, then everybody else will come in. You know, they always, well, I'm not going to go because if I go out there, ain't nobody going to notice my car because I can't run with the big dog. You know.
Yeah, that's I understand what you're saying. I hear you. I understand what you're saying. So you're saying those guys who not, you know what, in some aspect, I can agree and I can see that. I'm going to say this, because I'm from ATX, and there's a lot of race cars around here in ATX. People might not see it or not, but there's a lot of cars around here in the Austin area, man, you know, so, but some of these guys, like you say, their car might not be as fast, so they don't want to come to the playing field because, you know, they ain't as fast as some of the faster guys. But I'm going to say this. I done said it. I'm going to make time. A grudge race is a grudge race. If you a 7-0 car and as fast as you can go, that's the 7 more cars out there. So you don't always have to be the fastest car, go the fastest time. Stay in your lane and find somebody. You watch somebody, find somebody you think you might be compatible to, then go at them. Don't be scared to take a chance. Hey, you don't have to be the best car. We got a lot of cars down here probably running anywhere between that 5-8 and 7-0. So, some of these guys on the line right now, and I hope, you know, I need to get some work with some of these guys want to start traveling around and doing something. So, I'm encouraging, man, just kind of get in and travel around to some of these events and just kind of get in where you fit in and try to have some fun. Because, like you say, the bracket racing is not very exciting. It's not very exciting. So, anybody
online
want to chime in
on continue this
going?
Yeah, I understand that. That's good. But that's all I had to say, and I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Okay, man. Appreciate you chiming in, man. We on here every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So, hey, good to chime in, man. So,
don't
you? Don't everybody call me that Jimmy Leroy. You might not know me well enough. You got to know me for a long time to call me Jimmy Leroy. Okay, who's that? We got a lot of hands up. Somebody got some background noise. I hear them talking. Can you kind of mute your mic? If you're not talking, I hear a background noise.
Okay, Tracy, I don't know who that background noise is. Anybody right now who has already talked, do me a favor, I'll leave your mic open if you'll just press the mute button on your phone so that we don't get the background noise, and then when you want to talk, you can come back in. That way I don't have to go through and search and find out who it is. In the meantime, Big Clark, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tommy Dawg, Sharon, hi everybody.
Hey, what's up, Big Clark, how you doing?
All right, I think I just missed a call from somebody over here.
What's up, Big Clark? What you doing, man?
What's going on, buddy? What's happening?
Now I'm sitting here reminiscing, still thinking about what you said you were going to do for me last night.
What, tell me to whoop your ass?
No. You said you were going to give me the back tire when you come down here.
You were reminiscing. You was dreaming as well.
No, I wasn't dreaming.
Hey, I can't do that. You know, Tony Thorn already beat my ass. You know, I can't afford to do that.
All right, man. You looking for us, and you claim that car to be the baddest broadcast in the nation.
No,
you looking for us, man. Come on, do something.
Hey, Joker, yeah. You didn't hear me. I said it. I already got my ass beat, you know, so I'm not the baddest back half in the world. Although, I will jump out of the airplane to run Tony Thorn again. But, you know, I can't do anything for you, man. Y'all guys are fast over there, you know.
Okay.
Talking about.
All right, that's how you want to do it. I'm down, man. I ain't never going to run from a race, so if you calling me out, you name the place. I mean, you said you're going to be down here on the 27th.
Well, I don't. I hadn't talked back to anybody, so I don't know exactly what the specifics are. You know, we'll know something for definite tomorrow because I haven't talked to anybody today. I only talked to Tommy Dawg this morning, and I got to get with my crew and find out what we're going to do.
Okay, well, I'm ready right now. If you want to do something, we can lock it in for October 27th. That's going to be in Denton, Texas. Y'all said y'all was coming down. We're going to be there. And I'll lock you in right now, 500 on 15, if y'all coming down.
If we come, you know, we don't have any problems. I just got to get with my crew, like I said. I got to get with them and find out if they're coming or not. So.
Oh, man, you've been calling me. You've been trying to get a hold of me for about a month, and then Monday you called me and said, y'all ready? Y'all coming down? What's the delay? Y'all kind of like you're backing up what you said.
Hey, Joker, listen to me good.
All right, I'm listening.
I would be more than happy to lock you in 5 on 15, you know, pending that we don't hurt anything, you know, before our race, with no problem if we come. But I just got to make sure that we are coming, you know.
That's that little word that we don't like, that if.
Well, you know, hey, like I said, it's bigger than me, man, so I just got to make sure my crew comes.
All right, well, yeah. You got my number. I got your number. So whenever you're ready, you go ahead and call me.
We'll definitely do that, all right?
All right.
Okay.
All right, if I'm a dog, I guess they ain't going to do nothing today, so.
Hey, you got some Houston boys on here, man. I mean, you know, I think there's some Houston boys on here.
What's that?
I think there's some Houston boys on here.
Man, every time we go to Houston, them boys keep the cars on the trailer. Alley Cat said they got some pit bulls down there. They ain't got nothing but some little puppy dogs out there, man. Off the chain. That motherfucker ain't never been off the chain.
Hey,
stay tied up.
Tommy Dawg.
What?
Tommy Dawg. I tell you what, have you got a touch with Tony Byers? Let me share and get Tony Byers on the phone.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, let me open Alleycat's mic back up.
Yes, sir.
Alleycat,
come on. Yes, sir.
Alleycat, hey, man, we need to go ahead and set something up with the Houston car, man. Racing getting kind of slow around here. In Texas,
yeah,
it used to be Dallas versus Houston there all the time, and y'all act like y'all don't want to race nobody around here no more.
We'll be there on the 27th, October 27th, right? We'll be in the house.
Who? Horace and Alleycat?
Yep. We'll be there.
What about, that's going to be the next time y'all come to Dallas?
That's the sooner we're going to be there that I know of.
Okay. I sure would like to make that Roy James race, but, man, we got a family wedding to go to, so we won't be able to make that one. But I hope y'all have the best of luck.
Yeah, we already locked in with somebody on the 22nd anyway.
Okay, but are y'all going to come up to Dallas this weekend to HTI? Because, man, Ghost, I was talking to him earlier, he's ready for y'all. Ghost is ready to run somebody, and he's really looking for Alleycat.
Yeah, we talked about coming. We just got one little small problem because, you know, we were coming down there for something else and the race. So we just need to, I don't know. I'm going to have to holler at Horace in a little bit to find out what he want to do. We already talked about coming.
Hey, Horace ain't going to want to come. He's
only thing that I want to say, once we knock the ghost off, I don't want you to run. I don't want you to run now.
I ain't going to run. I'll be right there. I'm going to pay you. If you knock the ghost off, I'm going to be right there and pay you. But I already know y'all running. Y'all ain't going to run the ghost, man. Y'all going to, you can go tell Horace and, y'all going to talk about nothing. Man. I ain't going to line up.
All right, man. I'm telling you, we ain't ran from nobody. We don't mind racing.
Yeah, Horace been running from Joker for about 2 years now.
No, really, to be honest to you, his car has been down for about a year, to be honest to you. He just got it back running. And that's just being honest. He just got it back running.
All right, man. Well, I ain't trying to pick on nobody because we – we've been having problems all the damn time.
No, man.
I know how that goes.
We gonna run you, Joker. We don't have a problem right. with you.
Shit. That's what it's all about, man. Win, lose, or draw. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, win, lose, or draw. It ain't nothing personal. Shit, I like the race.
All right, well, shit.
Hey, Joe, I got a car, too. How can I get the move from you?
How can you get it?
Yeah. I got a car, too.
What car you got?
I got a old school back half Nova.
No, I can't give the move, man. That move for us is just too much. I can maybe give a back tire, but I'm not giving
away
the move.
I got an old school back half, man. I got a heavy old school back half car.
It don't matter, man. I can't give the move the way my car's set up. The move could cost me, you know, everything. I can't give a move.
And I'm on 29s, man. And make you feel better, I'm on 29.
Not really. I'm going to be honest with you. Not really. All right, man. Y'all go ahead and y'all get your stuff together. We're going to try to do the same, and we'll get with you next time.
Okay, then.
All right. All right, Trace. I'm going to go ahead and put my phone on mute.
Okay, man.
All right.
Okay.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Trace, is Clark still on the phone?
Yeah, sure he's there.
Hey, Big Clark, this Flip. Hey, well, if you can hear this, I'm pretty sure you can. Hey, man, everybody trying to jump on my little old slow mod when I'm having problems and I'm breaking shit and I can't get down tracks and whatnot. I want to know if Clark makes it down here on the 27th or on December 1st on your race, if Clark's willing to lock in 500 on 1500, same thing he just said he might do with Roman and them. And I ain't picking on no back half car, just for the record, because Clark and them asked me if I wanted to race first. I want to clear the air. Nobody's picking on my heavy. You know, I ain't picking on my car. My car is heavy as hell. I'm a fat-ass dude. I promise my car, there's a lot of back half cars a lot lighter than what my car is. So let me just clarify that before people say I'm jumping on a back half car. Clark and them asked me first in Mississippi before I was supposed to put some bullets if I wanted to do something with them. They said even after I got my ass tore by a bullet, they still wanted to do something with me. I told them no dice. I broke. They loaded up, went home. I just want to know if I can get the same race again down here on my side of town.
Okay. Who is this, Flip?
Yeah, this is me, Flip, man. I mean, you was a nice guy, all that good stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were supposed to be giving me the back tire, right?
Hell to the dog. You know what we agreed on. We was going to do heads. You can try that shit all you want. You already know. Hey, you know what's so crazy? We set them Nova side by side when I turned the corner. And your shit look a lot like my stuff, sis. So I'm just saying, that's a fair race, bro. That's a fair race. And as much as I weigh and as light as little old Tony Bonds is, that's a fair race.
Hey, Flip. One thing about it, man. I may be low to the ground like you, man, but I'm not like you. So, I mean, the only race I know me and you talked about was you giving me the backstage tie, and I said I like that. I take that.
Clark.
You know?
Man, you know, man, hey, you know you're bullcrapping right now because you asked for that, and I did exactly what you're doing right now. I just started laughing. I said, man, please, you know that ain't never going to happen. You ain't gonna knock off this slow mod that easy. We're gonna have to do some head up stuff. I'm telling you, bro, we weigh probably the same. I promise you, we weigh probably the same. And that's all I'm asking for is the same race. Let's just do heads up.
Hey, Flip, listen. I really can't get loose like I want to tonight because, I mean, you know, I wanted to tell Joker, man, lock that shit in. But thing about it, you know, I have to get with my crew. I think they're somewhere testing tonight. That's the reason why I can't get him on the phone or nobody can get him on the phone. So when I talk to him tomorrow, man, we'll let y'all know something definite. But either way, I make you a promise. If we don't make it on the 27th, we're going to make it on the 1st. One of them will be there. Whichever one we show up at, man, y'all got action, man.
All right, cool. It ain't going to be none of that back tire bullcorn, right? It's going to be just...
Oh, yeah, of course it got to be. I can't run that two chassis. Flip, you know better than that.
Hey, come on now, Clark. It ain't even like that, bro. Okay, how about this? How about if you and I get on the scale and you lighter than I am, then you'll give me a head of race.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, well, it looks like we raised a head up.
No, I doubt it, Cliff. I doubt it. I'm a lot heavier than I look now, trust me.
Yeah,
trust me. But, you know, with that being said, man, you know, I just, you know, I can't give no definite answer on what we're going to do, but one of the races is going to take place, and we're going to, we are looking to lock in with Joker, Peanut, and, of course, Tony Thorn. We are looking to lock in with those three cars. So, you know.
Okay, so I just want to ask you one more question before I get off. Did you or did you not ask me if I wanted to do something, and I said, heads up. And you said, are you for that other guy that was sitting in the golf cart? He said, cool. And I said, well, let me see what happens after I run bullets.
No,
so y'all weren't going to
no.
Let me head up in Mississippi.
No. No, we were not. Oh, if you took that left lane like I let Tony Thorne trick me in, then yeah. Yeah, you know, of course. You know? But, you know, we had a problem with the track on that day. And, I mean, there's no excuse. Every loss we took, we lost. And every win that we got, we won it. So, no big deal, man. Hey,
yeah.
I heard that y'all got some good tracks out that way. Both lanes be hooking. I want to see who got the most power, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, I'll accept that for now, man. Like I said, I'm gonna work on putting some weight in my car to make sure that I'm heavier than you are when we do this heavyweight weigh-in. That way I can get a fair race, because otherwise – I don't think I'm going to get a fair chase if I got to give you some back tire or some other stuff, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, make sure you do that.
Hey, I might be interested in giving y'all the bump, though, you know what I mean? I might be interested in doing that, but I can't give you no back tire.
You give me the bump?
Yeah, but I want to wait till we get there to lock that in. And I might be interested in giving you the bump, though, but I can't give you no back tire.
Now, the bump, you know, out there, we really don't know what y'all classify the bump as. Down here, we call it either move first or the brake. Now, is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's called move first. That means as soon as your car moves, that means I move.
Oh, man, listen, I love that.
Oh, you do, huh? So that means as soon as that little wheel take off, that little flame come out the side, that means I can go, right?
Hey, man, with mine rock, come on.
Well, then I tell you, we might have some negotiations, but I know you got a lot of other cars you're trying to knock off, so you save my little old raggedy thing for last. But I just want to know that we can probably make action, especially at Atomic Dogs race on the first.
Oh, man, definitely. I'd be willing to lock that in 4 months away.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I done got burned twice on them 4 months away lock-ins. And that's the only reason why I'm not going to do it again. But I promise you,
right.
The closer we get to December, bro, we can definitely do something. That means we got some room to negotiate on that deal. So I'll take that, just the fact that you said you're willing to do something. So I'm cool with that. So right now, even if you don't make it on the 27th, you're going to be at Dogs Race on the 1st, right?
I will.
All right, cool. Yeah. Cool. We can make that the showstopper and let all of Texas watch you beat me up on the 1st, you know?
Hey, Tell me, dog, you do here, he's going to give me the bump now.
That means as soon as you move, I can move, right?
That's right.
As soon as I see your car move, I can move, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, man, I was supposed to race bullets, and I sheared the damn torque converter bolts off, so I'm real gunshot on locking anything in. So when we get closer to this deal and we start locking in stuff, I don't mind locking in, but let me just make sure my little old hunk of junk don't stay together for more than a week. And then I don't mind locking something in with you. But right now, honestly, bro, it's too far away. I mean, I'm still paying the credit card gas bill just to get out there to Mississippi and back. So let me knock out all that stuff, and then we can definitely lock something in as close as we come, you know?
That sounds good, Flip. I'll keep it all right,
bet that clock. All right, bro.
All right, that's one in the mix, so, you know.
I got another
animal. I
didn't want to make another animal. Hello.
Yeah, Jackie, your mic is back open.
Hello. I've been trying to get on there for an hour now. all the good shit's been gone. I ain't got shit to say now, but Clark didn't say it, but Tony Bonds was trying to jump on me while I was down there. He wanted the back tires to the moon, so...
What did you say, Jackie? Huh? He wanted the back tie and the move, huh?
He wanted the back tie and the move for me down there, and I had a broke throttle cable in my hand. I told him, as soon as I get this fixed, we can do something. So I'm not jumping on nobody myself, but if they come down here and they want that same race, they got that, we do.
Man.
Well, big clock right there, you know what I mean? Big clock right there, listen to you.
Hey, tell me, dog, well, one thing about it. Jackie, what's going on with you, bud?
Hey, what's up, man?
You know how we do it down here. We ain't scared to try nothing. So once we get there, we'll see what's going on, bud.
And I understand, like I said, I'm not calling you out. I'm not acting no fool. But I was the one approaching that. So, you know, if y'all just like to race, hell, I ain't even got a track in my car yet. So. I don't even know. I may need the back tires removed from you.
Well, you know, let's see. I got Peanut, Joker, Flip.
Put on mine.
You know, Tony Thorn. Man, by the time I get through with all that, I'm about to bring an extra pair of slicks with me.
Extra pair of slicks? Well, I'm get all of that. All of that's going to help you out.
All right, well, we'll see how it all go, man.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate y'all having us down there this weekend. I want to say one more thing. Go ahead, Tommy Dog, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Somebody needs to mute their mic. Go ahead,
Jackie. Somebody's not talking right now. Press the mute button on your phone, please. Go ahead, Jackie.
No, I just wanted to say one thing, and this is going to kind of take us back about an hour or so in the conversation, and maybe I shouldn't, but just on the whole grudge racing deal itself, I don't really think that people need to be on the internet disrespecting one another, personally, personal attacks and all that. I agree with Atomic Dog on the you don't need to get negative about it, but then again, on the other hand, I think what makes grudge racing good, what makes people show up to want to see something, I think a lot of it has to do is with the shit talking that people do. I remember way back years ago when you could catch Tony Christian just talking crazy about Annette Summers. But when Annette Summers and Tony Christian come to town and when they got ready to do a grudge race, man, you couldn't find nothing going on nowhere but the racetrack because everybody was packed in because they was going to see, was Annette going to whip Tony? Or was Tony going to do what he said he was going to do? So I think that aspect of it is it's kind of like building the show up. Everybody gets to talking about it. And I think it's going to pack the house a lot more. That's why I think this radio show is good for grudge racing, to where people can come on here and talk with folks like Big Clark and other people from other states quick. And get that rivalry going, Texas versus Mississippi, Texas versus Louisiana, Fort Worth versus Dallas, Dallas versus Houston, the South versus the North, East versus the West. I mean, it ain't got to get nasty with it, but I think that little bit of rivalry and the shit talking that goes along with that is going to bring good action. It's going to make people step out of bounds and take chances. It's going to make for some good racing, I think. And that's just my opinion on it. And I just wanted to say that, and everybody keep doing what you're doing. I'll see what you got to say about that, Atomic Dog. Hello, you didn't go to sleep, did you?
Tracy,
hey, are you still talking? Tracy went to the bathroom on me. He's like, boy, he's going to be talking for an hour. Let me go. Hey, Sharon.
Yes.
Can you please get Bullet on the phone? Because just when Jackie said that, can I say shit on? Yeah, I guess I can. When Jackie said that shit about stepping out of bounds, I'm going to step out of bounds and I'm going to call Bullet out, all right? They drove maybe 2 hours to get what we got. Goddamn, I drove 6. And they went home with my money. And I ain't too happy about that because it's Tuesday. And goddamn, I ain't too happy about that. So can somebody please, if Quick is still listening, get Bullet on the phone? Let's lock Bullet's ass in on the first, because if me and Clark fall out and we can't do nothing, then goddamn it, I need at least one race there on the first. So let's get Bullet on the phone.
It ain't going to be no, none of that crazy talk, but I want a chance to get my money back and then some. You know what I mean? You got Bullet Summer out of Louisiana?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Sharon, you got that number of Bullets. I got it. You need it. Also, Tony's trying to get on. Hey, Sharon,
okay,
Tony's trying to get on, so
okay.
If you can give him a call. You got Bullet
okay.
Number?
Okay, I can only call one person at a time, so why don't you text me Bullet's number, and while you're texting me Bullet's number, I'll try to get Tony on the phone again. How's that?
Okay, all right. Go ahead. I'm
going to
try to text.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get into details about what happened this weekend, but I guess all I'm going to say is I got to learn a little bit about grudge racing, because like I said, I'm a long-time class racer, that Texas Backhand Outlaw stuff. I was all over that stuff, but apparently I got a little bit to learn about grudge racing, and it cost me a little bit of change in Mississippi. That's cool. I still appreciate the fact that Quick put up the majority of the money, and it ain't the money that I'm upset about. I just want a shot at racing the cat because I'm pretty sure, if anything, it would have been a fair, straight-up race. You know what I mean? So I'm looking to try to make action at your race. You know, that gives me some time to work on my little old thing and hope to God nothing else falls off of it. And, you know, we can probably make some more action on the first. So that's all I'm looking for is to get Bullet on the phone and see if he won't make the haul. Because just so you know, the minute after the race, they was trying to get me to go to Shreveport or New Orleans or Baton Rouge or wherever the hell No Problem Raceway is because they wanted another shot at me because I broke and he didn't shift to second. So that ain't really no full on race, and that ain't giving the fans what they came to see. So I'm looking to both of us go down the track with flames throwing out the sides. So if he's willing to come this way, I already went that way. He willing to come this way on the first, we can do something. Because honestly, man, it's getting closer and closer to the holidays. I got birthdays, I got anniversaries. You know, everybody's got stuff they got to do. So we can't make all these races. So if he can put it in his schedule, I'm down for it. You know what I mean?
Hey, we were trying to get him on, man. You know, I thought about calling Bullet. I called him a couple of times before, and he had said that, you know, he wouldn't mind trying to come out here, you know. So I'm going to text this number. She's going to try to see if we can get Bullet on. If any of you
right
guys out there can get Bullet on right quick, big call to him on y'all. Any other mystery got to get him. But I'm going to text her the number and see if she can get him on right now, though. So just hold on.
Cool. Tracy, Tony Bonds, your mic is open.
Oh, what's up, Trace?
What's up, son? How you doing? Hey, man. Hold on, man. I just lost. I didn't lose 20, so I didn't bet. But I don't win the 20 because you didn't know call 28. Go ahead on, man. That's another joke with me and Attica. Go ahead on.
Oh, I just wanted to know how y'all doing down in Texas. You know, I know we had a race to tell. We split this weekend, so. I just want to see how y'all getting along. I'm trying to come down near the 27th of October and trying to come down there December 1st. I'm trying to get some races locked in on both races. And so anybody out there want to do anything, please don't be scared to holler.
Well, I was trying to see was, hey, Tony, this is Jackie. You had asked me for a race down there in Mississippi this weekend. You won the back tires and the hit. So I was wondering, is that still available up here?
I did. What now? Off the back tire and the hit. What kind of car you had?
You wanted the back tires and the hit.
Oh, what car you had?
I had the Camaro.
I can't remember that. That must be a cowboy saying that. Because I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't imagine anybody ain't trying to give me the back tire and the hit.
Well, it was over at Quick's trailer, and I was looking for parts. My car was broke. And I was told right there, hey, we'll give that Camaro right there. We'll run that Camaro right there if he'll give us the back tires and the hit. And
oh,
I just have to be standing there.
You must have got a Pro Mod car.
Well, it's something like one.
Right. Must have a Pro Mod car. Oh, yeah, something like that, yeah. He might have something like that. But I'm trying to get some backhead racing down there when I come down there.
Okay, well,
yeah,
listen, it ain't no problem. All I'm saying was the way it was put to me, the way it was kind of said, like, you know, y'all was there to race anybody, and y'all would run me if I wasn't scared. And I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm not scared to take a chance. Anything can happen. Don't mean I can get down the racetrack. So if y'all want to do that when you get here, look me up.
Is that
I
right?
Will get
I'm trying to racially want to run anything from back half on back, small back half to small tires. We ain't got no Pullman car in our camp. But all the back half cars and small tire cars or small block cars, we're trying to find some action.
Well, on December 1st, you're coming. You're coming December 1st, right?
Yeah, we're coming to Dallas December 1st.
Okay. Well, December 1st, we'll have some cars on 29s there, and we'll also have some back half cars there for you. Just got to get the motors worked out of them, and then we'll be ready for you. So
Well, you know where Rock Crusher, live at, in Houston, Dallas, or where about you in San Antonio, or where about?
I don't know where he's staying.
He's in Houston.
Okay, I'm trying to get in contact with him, too.
You want to get him on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Give him a minute. I'm trying to get Bullet on the phone right now. Just give him a minute. We'll see if we can get him on the phone.
And what about Javier? Do Javier know where Denton, Texas at?
I'm sure he does.
Tell him I want to try to get some locked in with him too. Them two people that got away last time that I didn't race when I came down last time, trying to finish the story.
Well, if pass the word on, they can get him on the phone. And you get Dom, if you get Ron Crusher, he can get out here. So I send him a text right now and let him know.
Exactly. Yeah, and all the backup calls, I want them trying to get in, you know, I want to try and get in contact with them. You know, we can
record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm planning on bringing Nightmare and a little more, you know, so I'm trying to get all the back tie action as we can, because most back half calls down there in Texas. And the car that got away from me Friday night, y'all know I get in contact with him? I mean, Sunday, the car that got away from me Saturday, Tony Thorne. Who on that Mustang?
Tony Thorne, number one, running you. Let me text Tony, let me see.
Yeah, I'm dying to try and get back in contact with him. I'd rather do it on the 27th or December 1st, either one.
Shit, no, I told you, you probably raised him both days.
Right. When y'all get him locked in, the Nightmare again, same race head up, 8th Mile Pro 3. You get lane choice.
Okay, while it's quiet, Flip, I talked to Bullet, and he really doesn't do radio shows, but I'll either myself or Tracy will text you his phone number. He said he'll talk to you, you know, off the air, and y'all can talk about
what's which car is Bullet?
Bullet was it.
Bullet was at Black Trans Am.
What's the black what?
Black Trans Am down there, Saturday.
I can't remember that car. I know I remember the car. The two cars I raced, them two on two cars I really remember. The two cars I raced again.
Well, just, am I still on or am I off? Yeah, well, just go ahead and text me Bullet's number because apparently, you know, there are some issues there. I don't care. I mean, I feel like, you know, if I need to call him personally and tell him off air, that's fine. But he just needs to understand that next Tuesday, if we lock them in, I'm going right on air and saying this is what's going down on the earth. So that's fine with me, man. I mean, it looks like he had a lot more to say, you know, at the track, not in front of me, than he does today. So I'll take it either way I can get it. So that's fine. Just send me his number. I'll call him tomorrow when I got nothing to do.
Hey, Flip.
You know what I mean? Yo,
I'll text it to you, Flip. Hey, Tony.
Okay. Yeah.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
What's up,
What's
Tony?
What's going on, Tony?
Hey, I know we're coming in Denton down there in, you know, the 27th of next month. And I want to know, you know, you got away from me, you know, the weekend. One time you got to get a rematch. I'm praying for a rematch.
You don't think I'm going to hide from you, do you?
Say what now?
You don't think I'm going to hide from you, do you?
No, I hope not. I was almost the same race. If you know, if you get to your car, I know you say you got a little thing issues go along with it, but I give you the same race, lane choice, head up based on my approach tree.
Anytime you come to Texas, I'm going to jump on you.
All right, so I want to hear. I'll be on the 27th. I already got checkerboard locked in.
And every time I come to a track that you're at, who do I get out of my truck? The walk curve?
That's right. You got a point there now. You got a point there.
So,
you got a point.
Some of these people down in Dallas, they just want to talk about it. I ain't got time to talk. You come down to Texas, man, you're going to race.
Okay. Just like we did Saturday. We went on a race and went on home. So that's what we're going to do down there 27th, then. I will be down there bright and early that Saturday. I just hope it don't rain. I just pray it don't rain.
Yeah.
Two people got away from me this year. That Tony Thorne and Rock Crusher. I really, 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 really got to get some
good. You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
I don't know what that was.
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum
time
permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Please don't match 3.
Somebody was trying to make a call, apparently.
Are you still there? You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Hey, Tony Bryant.
Yeah.
Hey, this big.
Sorry, you're having trouble. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Just who that now?
It's Big Clark, Chris.
Oh, what's up, Chris?
Hey, you got it. Look, I told you earlier today that we were going to lock the checkerboard in. I wasn't sure if you was going. So he on the phone. We can go ahead and do the official lock-in now. You know, you want to do 5 on 15. You know, that's what the stipulation that we don't hurt the car, you know, before we get there. But you want to go ahead and get it locked in. And also, Lil Flip is on the phone. You know that the Black Nova that was over across from us?
Oh, yeah. Chevy 2, the 67 Chevy 2, yeah.
Okay, he gonna give us a break. You want to go and lock that in?
Oh, yeah, we lock that in. Nah. Yeah, you're going to give us a break. Lock that in. We lock that in now.
All right. Look, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right. How much you want to do, Flip? I mean, we understand that it's a ways away. You know, that's pending that neither one of us hurt our car now.
Yeah. It's Tony. That's it on now.
Hey, if we show up to the track in the gate, we locked. We ain't got things. I mean, we gonna do that race first. Gonna get us a break. That Chevy 2. We lock in 500 on 2,000 or better on getting us a break. We do that race first.
Now, slow down, Slick. Well, I don't understand what that 2,000 or better means. I mean, that means I got to come over 2.
Right, you got to come over at the minimum of 2,000. Or either 1,500, however you want to do it.
Yeah, I like that 1,500 number better. But what I'm saying is just to clarify, as soon as you move, I can move. Is that not correct?
As soon as I budge, you can move.
Hey, we got a lot of background noise. I ain't bullshitting, but that ain't me. I ain't no damn train station. So whoever that is, they need to cut that out.
Yeah, whenever I budge, you got lane. You get lane choice. And whenever I budge, that's when you got to come get me.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's how it works.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do that because at minimum I done lost $500 and I might lose $1,500. But you know what, Mr. Bond? I'll take that.
Exactly. You locked in 500 on 15 or better against a head-up break. Eighth of a mile, you know.
No, it ain't head-up I guess it is if I'm giving you the bump. But, yeah, I mean,
right.
I just want to clarify. All I got to do is look over at your car, right?
Exactly. You ain't got to look at the tree. You look at me when the lights come down. You look at me when
I'm
going. That's right.
Hey, Tony, just do me a favor, man. At the end of the race, can I have that hat you be wearing all the time to say TB? Tampa Bay, can I have that if I win?
Okay. I'll put that up, too. But now you got to remember, you can't leave for me now.
That's fine. And you know what, though? The greatest thing about it is we got those little things called reaction time. So it shows that if I leave before you do, if I got a better reaction time than you do, that automatically shows, too. So, y'all, it's good, bro. I'll watch your car. I know what to look for. I done gave moves before. So I'll do that. I'll lock that in right now, record it, blah, 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 play it back, 500 on 1500. Me and Tony Bynes, Mississippi Nightmare, we're going to do something.
November 27th.
What?
I mean,
it's December 1st.
December 1st.
Oh,
I thought it was
December 1st.
Race.
Nah, we're doing this at the Atomic Dogs race, man. I'm trying to do something for, not trying to do something for dogs, but, I mean, I support people that support me. I'm doing it on that day. I mean, is that going to be a problem or?
No, that ain't going to be no problem at all. I can do it on both days if you want to. We do it 27th if you want to.
Well, I don't know.
You
got to
do it that day. You can do it both days if you want to.
Now, we're going to stick with this one, okay? We're going to stick with one, and that's going to be on Dogs Race. And I'll do that. I just got to give you the bump, and I'm good to go. So, yeah, we'll lock that in.
Okay. And, okay,
and I know Jack
Chris
is probably sitting back there talking about I'm damn crazy, but I don't give a shit. We got to get some stuff started.
Y'all want to repeat that lock in again so I can write it down what y'all agreed on?
Say what now?
You want to repeat what y'all agreed on? You want to repeat that? It was
okay,
do
it to me. The black Chevy 2, the black 7 Chevy 2, giving the Mississippi Nightmare the head-up brake. 8th of mile, head-up brake. You got to catch, you got to cut the light on. You can't leave for me, before I do. That's the race.
Okay.
Yeah, you write it down.
Hey,
you write
Tony,
it down.
Tony, uh-huh. Tony, but you said I get lane choice, right?
Yeah, you get lane to us.
I want the right lane.
You got
okay,
it.
What was the price on that? What was the price on that?
$500 on $1,500.
$1,500. Did y'all have that kind of time?
Well, we got to run, you know, with the track. Everybody feel comfortable with the track. You know,
hey, you know, I mean, Crandall's a pretty nice track. I'm going to say, you know, 9, 10 o'clock because, I mean, I'll tell you right now, man, these guys lining up to run you, Tony, and Clark. So.
Let me bring this in. Come December, the weather's going to be good, so we shouldn't have to worry about no heat. So if
yeah,
you want to get it on earlier and that the weather's going to be a lot better, we ain't going to have a heat problem.
Oh, yeah, we can definitely do that.
I'd rather Tony take my money early so I can go home and, you know, fucking start wrapping Christmas gifts and shit. So the earlier, the better for me, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right, that's fine. That's bad. We locked in.
Oh,
and,
all right,
we locked in. Before what time?
Let's say by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I can do that.
Is that cool with you, Flip? Is that what y'all say? Is that what you say?
Hey, and that's a Saturday, right?
Yeah. What did you say, Flip?
Okay,
look.
I got one stipulation, Tony, and that's
uh-huh.
I work. And my job is definitely going to require me to work on Saturday. There is a slight chance, and I can't change it, bro. I'm telling you right now, December is where I make all my money.
Well,
we might
have to do... What about an hour after you get to the track? That's when we lock. How about that?
Nah, because, I mean, dude, let me tell you something. I'm a crew by myself, and maybe sometimes Jackie. So two people ain't going to get a car out and get it all set up and ready to go. I ain't got no fan club, you know what I'm saying? It's just me, and sometimes just me. So we got to play that one by ear, bro. I need you to work with me on that, man, because honestly, December is my hottest time, you know, at my job, man. I can't guarantee you that I'll roll in an hour of the gate because, hell, you know, anything could come up.
Well, how about 4 o'clock? You know you'd be that way before 10 o'clock,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We could do that. Before 10 o'clock, I'm on it. I could do that.
All right, that'd be good. Before 10. Okay.
All right, we got that. I could do that.
Commodore, write that down before 10 o'clock.
Flip got a lane choice, 5 on 1500. Flip giving you a head up break.
Head up break, that's right. Okay, now, what about Bullet, Chris? You talked to Bullet yet?
Tony Thorne, your mic is
full up. No, Bullet is from Mississippi, Tony. That's the quote mark.
I'm talking about The checkerboard.
What's that? Did I hear you right that you was going to give Tony Bryan the hit? and you want to bid on the December the 1st because you support who supports you?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What happened, Pip? You got a bird in your mouth or something? I'm gonna tell you what I think about this situation, buddy. I've been trying to race you all year long. You got 99 reasons why you can't race. You need to test. When is you gonna get done testing and get beside this silver Mustang and I'll support who I'm gonna show you who I'm gonna support? And we can do this Saturday. You've been running, you've been hiding, and I don't know whether you get Tony Brown's a hit in the first place. I don't know why Tony Brown want a hit from you.
Well, we locked anyway, so I don't care. We locked as it is right now.
Why don't you kind of afford to bet Tony Brown, I'll cover the rest of it if he's giving you the hit. That man's been running for those. He's got all kinds of problems with his car. And just like he got on the stage, you know, he wants to lock in this race on Saturday. He supports this race. And he don't know it's on a Saturday. And he might have to win. I've been hearing him excuses all year long. Peanut shut him up about 6 months ago at Denton. I mean, at Crandall. And here he is over there now talking. This silver Mustang get beside that chassis car. Any day you want to do it, heads up. And support that, buddy.
Well, I'm trying to get some of the stewards. Tony, you saying you run him head up?
I run him heads up any day of the week. If he's going to give you a head, you're going to murder him.
And he going to give me the head up break?
He's going to give you a hit. I'm going to say, he's going to give you a hit with that back neighbor. Don't let him try to bring that blue corral, that bear on it, that front line. That's what he was trying to do with players. But Vic was telling me he's going to give you a hit with his back 60-foot Chevy Nova. You got to understand with him.
Wait, am I still on the line?
Now he's gonna give you a hit with his 66 72.
That's a good joke. Wait, I don't understand what you're saying, Tony. I'm not even being sarcastic here. Are you saying that I'm just laying down a loser? I don't get it. I mean,
well, I really don't know what you're saying here. So, why are you waiting for December 1st? The race, the 27th, he's going to be the 27th, but you don't support that race. But I support myself. What you get beside this silver Mustang any day this weekend?
Okay, first of all, you need to slow your ass down because I'm still coming to your race, too. But I'm not going to be able to make it to your race in time to do something, and my work schedule does not allow me to guarantee that I will be at your race. I was at your last race when me and you tried to race something and my goddamn starter broke. So if you're trying to do something with that Mustang and that chassis car, you can do whatever you want to do. And we ain't going to lock shit in at this point because my car is still sitting in the trailer broke. But I don't appreciate you coming at me like that, partner, because I've been there at your damn races too, just like I've been at Dawes races, just like I've been at Byron's races, just like I've been at Texas Raceways races. So don't give me no bullshit about I ain't supporting nobody's races. I've been at everybody's race. So don't give me no bullshit about that.
When are you gonna fix this crap that I don't run no hit, I don't want your head up.
What?
I don't run no hit, I don't want your head up. When will you get your car fixed?
And you damn right, and you can have it. All I ask is don't ask for no bullshit $5,000 race. We can race for $500, we can race for $1,000. We ain't gonna race for no goddamn $5,000. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no big money guy backing me, you know what I'm saying? It's just in my goddamn back pocket. But I don't appreciate you coming out with that.
I don't care what you appreciate. You put it out there like that, you gotta hand it to you like that. I don't have to race you $5,000, but I'm not gonna race you less than $2,500.
Well, then fuck you. Then fuck you. I won't race you at all, partner. I won't race you at all, buddy. I won't race you at all, buddy.
You're going to race somebody anyway. You never have.
Hey,
man, fuck you, dude. I've been racing a long time. You know what? When you was out there eating beans, motherfucker, I was out there racing, making races and shit.
Where have you raced with that bad car?
Hey, you know what? You know what? Let me tell you something. That black car ain't got me nowhere, but that goddamn Mustang got me a lot farther than that bullshit silver Mustang you got, buddy. You can bet that. That blue Mustang was a fucking monster, buddy. And you can bet that. And I sold that to buy that black bitch. And, you know, when I figure that one out, you can get a piece of that one, too, buddy. So you can get the hell on with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
You want to my ass up? You're back there in the past, man. Girl, your ass every time you come to track that going over.
Man, well, okay, going over. You know what? If I wanted to live back in them days, I'd have been back in them days.
You still think about the 1990s, 1980s. This is 2012, buddy. Where are you going to race now?
We can, you know what, man? Fuck you. I'm never going to race you. You can suck my dick for all I care.
Hey, Tony, you up here. Let's move on. I don't think we're getting on that. That thing is going too personal, man, so... We're going to move on from that, and maybe I'll put that on track in another day.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I'll never fucking race you. You don't call me out like that. You don't say I don't support your shit. I was at your race when four fucking cars showed up, Tony. I was one of the only cars there, bro. I was the only one that showed up just to support your ass. So don't tell me I don't support you. But you know what? Fuck you. I'll never support nothing else you got. You can guarantee that shit. So you can move on, dog. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, we don't need that personal stuff out of it, man. You know, we're just trying to keep it on the racetrack, so that's just how that thing going.
I don't care how much it argue. I just want to know if me and this light saber two still locked in for him being me to hit.
I mean, that's the race that you and him did. That was
I want to make sure we stay a lot deep. I love that race. Yeah,
Tony, you can come on down, bro. You think you got me, and I think you got you, and that's a drag race. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It ain't got to drag nothing in. You locked in, I'm locked in. You know what? If I mess off the money, I mess it off. If I win it, I win it. But you know what? You never bet more than you can lose. So you know what? We can do this deal on December 1st,
exactly.
And that's the end of that deal.
Exactly. But I want to know all
the
guys. I want to know all the guys with small tires, you know, cars and stuff. And I don't even run with the balls on my small tires. Why ain't none of them on the show? Time dog want to try and lock some in for the 27th or December 1st. Either one, both of them.
Is this show
airing in Texas? Do the guys in Texas hear this show?
Last time I did that, two Mustangs.
Tony Byrne.
Mute
your mic.
I'm sorry.
Tony Byrne. Yeah. Do that silver Mustang want to lock in? I want that silver Mustang. Time you get ready. I know he done got me. He done beat me, so it's going to be a good race one way or the other. Hey, look, we want to lock this silver Mustang in. Head the fuck up, man. That's what we want.
Tony Byrne want to lock in. That's another guy named Tony, too.
You say you're trying. Now, which Tony are you trying to read? Is this the Silver Mustang or somebody trying to run the Silver Mustang? No, the Silver Mustang that we lost against this weekend. You want to lock him in? Oh, okay, Tony. Okay, yeah. We trying to lock him. Oh, this Chris. Okay, good. Okay, yeah. Tony said, now he just said, if he beat to the track, he going to race him. That's what he just said. He ain't locking in on that, though, now.
Yeah, he ain't locking nothing in, though.
But you said if we be there, he gonna run us. I believe he gonna run us if we be show up there.
Okay.
I hope he do.
All right, that'll work.
The 27th now and didn't.
Alright.
Hey, what is the name of that race that Tommy Dog in then? What's the name of it again? Northway?
That's North Star. That's North Star.
North Star. It's gonna be East Star when we get through with it. So it's George and East Star. We're going to rename the track. Is that all right? Something else?
What was that?
Can we rename that track to Prime Time Star?
You got to wait till the end of the night. You know, race ain't over till it's over. So you
I want to try to get some of these other guys. I mean, it got to be some more guys down there in Texas, that Grudge race, that going to be down there the 27th. I mean, it got to be. I mean, do we people in Texas hear this show?
Yeah, they hear it, you know.
Well, they probably know I'm on the radio. That's why they ain't saying that.
They on the radio. Yeah, they on the show. Yeah. They on the show, so.
Well, they're scared to talk or something. See, what is it? What the problem is, dog?
What's that?
What's the problem here? Why are they scared to try to lock in something? Because I know what cars to bring. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing both. I know which ones to bring. I know I'm bringing Nightmare. I know I'm bringing Troublemaker. I know I'm going to bring Moneymaker. But I need to know what other car I need to bring to lock them in. You know what I'm saying?
I get with you, man, and I get with you. I ain't got to do that.
I ain't got to need to break it. We see we got plenty of cars in our camp. We got about 10 cars thrown in our camp.
So well, you say you got break the 4 cars.
No, so. I can bring 5. It all depends on where I get locked in. It's hard for me to get you locked in as of right now. So if you got
is,
a...
Is DJ Grant in your camp?
No, DJ Grant in my camp. No, he's not in my camp.
Can you bring
DJ
him with you?
Alabama. I'm from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I need something with DJ Grant. You know, I mentioned something to him. The people up there, you know, that kind of down with the grow gym, we working on something, so he going to be coming this way. So
we'll see what happens. DJ Grant, so he talking to the right person to race with. What kind of car you got? That's all you need to tell me.
I got a front suspension, small block forward turbo on 28 R 275, 3,400 pounds.
And you want to give you the brake?
With the Moneymaker.
And you got, what's that motor you got, you say?
Small block forward.
Damn, turbo, you may run good. I tell you what, I'll give you the backstage tire Moneymaker. We can lock that in right now.
Nah, I'll lock in with you on the brake.
Oh, no, 3,400
pounds. On the 27.
But you got a turbo, though, right?
Yeah, you got a 7. You got a big motor, too.
I don't know, one carburetor, all big block motor. You know, I ain't got no turbo and all. You know what turbos do.
But you got a big motor and you're on 29. I'm going to be on 28. Or 275.
I don't care what tires you got on. I don't care what tires you put on there. We ain't worried about what tires we put on the car. We worry about the motor.
I got a small block Ford.
What about give you 1-1?
What that mean?
1-1 is you saved your backstage tire, and I got the gap for you to win. You know what I'm saying? You saved your backstage tire. I got to come around you and gap you before they.
And you got to clear me by one.
I got to put gap between me and you when we cross the line.
I don't know about that. I really wanted that break from that back half car.
I can't get no turbo car to break. Can't stand that turbo car getting the break. I can try to do something, you know, if you had a carburetor on it with cell, I bring 7 up. You know, I bring 7 up to run down a small block down there. But I come turbo cars, it's just hard to bead on them.
Well, this ain't one of the real turbo cars. You know, we ain't fast like on the East Coast, you know, because we just not getting started in this.
Why y'all ain't fast? I heard that before. Ain't this game, man. I know them turbo cars. You got a turbo car, you fast.
But, well, I tell you what can I give a 7 up car there?
You get a 7-up car to break.
I can get a 7-up car to break?
7-up car to break. Let's try that.
I'll lock that.
Tommy Dahl, go ahead and write this race down.
Hold on, December
1st. November 27th. October 27th. We can do it again, December 1st. He got a Ford on 28.
All 255s, one of the two.
Oh, these are 255s, either one.
275.
Oh, it don't make no deal. Okay. He got a but small
if I,
block.
Let me ask you this, though. If I get 7 up to break, you give me the break with money, Mike?
Oh, if I can say you get 7 up to break and catch him, I know I can't. I need to run your head up to money, Mike. If you get 7 up to break and catch me, I can't beat you head up in money, Mike. Point blank. Tommy Dahl, go ahead and write this race down. Do you know who I'm talking to, Tommy Dahl?
What's that?
Do you know who I'm talking to?
Did you not hear Jackie Hebert say, let's say support who supports us?
You talking about Trouble
Crooked?
What cause I'm talking to Trouble Crooked? I'm talking to folks up.
Don't worry about what color it is. Talk about, don't tell him nothing, because he's trying to go try to put you on the internet.
No. It's locked in regardless if I get on the internet and see it or not. I'm just trying to explain it. I just want to know who I'm locked in with so I know who
Turbo Chris. That's who you locked
Turbo in. Turbo Chris. Okay. All right. Tommy Dog. Me and Turbo Chris locked in with 7-Up. 7-Up got a small block, one carburetor, 28-inch tires, stock suspension, street car, and he's going to get 7-Up to head up brake.
We need to put in a step two now. If my car is broke or something like that, then that's the only way we get out of the lot.
Well, hold on. Let me clarify something now.
Huh?
Tommy Dog, you writing this down?
Yeah,
Tommy Dog, what are the boys is on the radio, man?
Hey, somebody need to mute their mic. I hear a lot of background noise. Somebody need to mute their mic.
Oh, that Mustang. Oh, I didn't run one down. 59.
Somebody mute your mic. Tony Shaw. Somebody echoing or something.
Tommy
Dog. Yeah.
Hold on. Tony Shaw, mute your mic. Tony Shaw, mute your mic. Tony Shaw, mute your mic.
Hello.
Tony Shaw, mute your mic. Yeah, I'm
there.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm locked in with this Turbo guy. You know who I'm talking to, right?
I know. Yeah. What's Turbo Chris is a white Mustang out of Houston, am I correct?
Okay. He giving 7-Up the head up. He giving 7-Up the head up brake. 7-Up got one carburetor, 28, and he got, since he's
getting the car, still a small block, right?
Yeah, still a small block. I ain't going to put no big block in there, man.
And you're on true 28, no W's, right?
No, true 28, no W's, 28.
No balls.
No wheel ball, small block, one carburetor, and you got your choice of tires, and I get right lane. You come any tire you want. You come any tire you want because you're gonna make a decision. And if you break that week before or something like that and can't make it, then you out of the lot.
Yeah.
But if your car roll up in the track, we talk.
Hey, after green, you can leave on green, whatever, but after green, you only got 5 seconds.
Exactly. Well, you want to make that rule?
Hold on. I heard you say something out of lane. I didn't get that. I heard somebody say something out of lane.
Hold on. Dog, you're right there. I mean, we talking. You was right down as we talk.
I
know somebody might be looking up the thing.
After green,
I cannot sit no more than 5 seconds. I'm not gonna burn down anyway, but I can't sit.
I saw you burn down another turbo car. So
I'm running.
When have you seen somebody watch somebody move from the left lane?
I can let people move. I'll be in the left lane. I can look over there and see where they move.
I bet you won't watch them move. It might have made it from the left lane.
Why come I won't? If I give you the break, you got lane choice. If I give you the break, I'm up to the other thing. I got you covered. So I don't care about lane choice. They're going to see you move.
Well, that's yours, but I'm not gonna agree to the lane charge. I just need to see what lane
Okay. If you ain't gonna agree to lane charge, I'm not gonna agree to whatever tie you gonna run. You can't what kind of tie you gonna run now, then.
I just told you 20. It's gonna be a 28 or a 275.
Oh, no.
It ain't gonna be no 29, no 31.
No, go ahead and pick the tie you gonna run now, so I know what I'm running against. You
I can't do that because I don't know how to. I don't know if the track is going to take the radial or not. All right.
That's what I'm saying is, if you got choice of tires, I got choice of lanes. As simple as that. You can't get choice of everything.
How's that everything, man?
That is everything, man. You telling me I can't have W's on my car?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. You said I can't have whip off. Okay, that's fine. You said
I didn't say you couldn't
have. I don't have a big block. You say. Oh, wait a minute. You say I can have a big block.
What? No, I didn't say that.
Okay, then. You say I got to have a small block. You say I got to have 28, 10, 5. And you say I don't have a winner bar. Okay, I'm letting you have all your choices you want. Now you say you want to run two different side tires if you want to. Okay, that's fine. If you can get all that,
what
man.
What I'm saying
you
is,
get all that,
when
I should get something, you ain't nothing.
You're not giving me nothing. That's what I'm offering. I didn't say you couldn't have no W. You always run that car on 228s. If you want to put a W on it, you can. I don't care.
Well, tell me. I can put Willie balls on if I want to do, can
I? Well, can I put Willie balls on mine in W?
Yeah, you can put anything you want to your car. I'm not – are you giving me the break? You give me the lane choice. You can do anything you want to that car. Along the same car. You can put a 835-inch motor in if you want to.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay, well that's cool. You can have the right lane there.
Okay, all right. I'll tell me, dog. I got lane choice. He come in that turbo car. He got choice of tires. He got choice of wheelie balls. He got all that.
I don't run wheelie balls. So
you can put them on if you want to. You can do it if you want to. I'm still gonna have 28 10 fives, no W's, no wheelie balls. Got to have a small block, one carburetor, and we lost. 500 on 15 or better. Now, if he hurt his car the week before and he can't make it to the track, he don't hold no park out money. Simple as that. He can't run if his car hurt. But if he roll up in that track, if he roll up in that track with that car, I'm gonna bring the car regardless. I'm bringing my car regardless. So I'm because
I
don't want him. I'm gonna get away.
I just want Chris to understand what you're saying and what I rolled down, Chris. So you have to let me know so I can let Tony know if you break 1 week before the race. You won't hold no
yeah.
money. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what, Tom Dahl, I'm giving him, if he break his car that Friday night before the 26th, if he break that car and can't get in the track, he's not locked in. So I'm giving him extra days. He ain't got to worry about that week. I'm going to bring the car regardless. Because I don't know if he'll get right now.
Okay, now since we got now, and remember to put the 5 second rule down too.
Exactly, 5 second rule. Five second rule.
Yeah. So, all right, now, is there any way I can get something to move? I mean, I need to move from moneymaker.
I can't bring the gear to move no moneymaker, man. If you give him 7 up to break, how in the world I'm gonna run y'all? I can't run you head up in moneymaker.
Well, I mean, 7 up ain't nothing. I can do that because 7 up ain't nothing but a 560 car.
Okay, you keep thinking it's a 560 car you won't do.
Oh, shit.
It's a 580 car.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. So you should better give me the break for money later.
Ice Rock Crusher. Rock Crusher let me beat him out, and that man went around me and got me. So ain't no big thing, but it's a consistent car. 7 up going to go a 550. I don't care how you on rain, on snow. I don't care what it is. Backing up, they're going to go that 550 consistent. Ain't going to blow the tires off. It ain't going to come up in the air. It's going to do the same old 550. Now, you see it if you want to, but that's what it going to do. You know what? 7-Up the one the most money out of camp the whole year. You know why? Consistency. It's consistent.
Yeah.
That's the main thing to do. It's slow. It ain't fast. It ain't going to blow tires off. It ain't fast enough to blow tires off. But it's consistent.
Yeah.
It going to go 551, 555. It's going to go that like a bracket car.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you come up behind me and catch me.
Yeah.
But you probably
okay.
can't get a 50-footer because, you know, you got a turbo car. You're going to get a 50-footer. It's just a gamble. You know, I can't lose with $1,500. That's more than I can do.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna shoot me if I lose. So it ain't gonna be, I am still scared to lose. Ain't gonna be no, y'all have no fine squad down the end of the 8th, and you know, if you lose, you get a fine squad down there, dude.
We ain't got that.
Okay, then, good. Well, I ain't scared to race in there.
But you got that, Tracy, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to read it back
for y'all
to know why I wrote down.
5 on
15, Ford
with
275
or 20,
no duckers,
no balls. He said
he don't care what side come on. He don't care if
exactly.
I run with
the balls.
That's what he said.
Exactly. He can have 275 or 20. He can have balls, right? He can have balls if you want to.
Exactly.
Okay. Head up break. He got 5 seconds after green. Tony got a lane choice. And if he breaks a week
no,
ago.
No, Tony said he got right lane.
I got right lane. I don't care if the man ahead of me just spilled oil all down the track. I'm still got that right lane. That
Tony
saying.
Got right lane. Okay, Tony got right lane. Okay.
Okay. Everything's great?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay,
yeah,
now, Tommy Dog, you got that race locked in for December 1st, too. You got that broke down, right? Yeah, I got that broke down. All right, you got the race locked down with Checker Bowl. How about Checker Bowl in the Nightmare for October 27th?
Hey, Tommy Dog, go ahead and get Joker on the phone.
Roland was
make
on
that race
phone?
Official.
Okay, Chris. Roman was on the phone. He told me while
Big Clark,
but he dropped off while Turbo Chris and Tony were doing that, and it's after hours, so I can't call him back now. And
yeah,
he can't call.
We don't know when this thing gonna come off. We kind of behind overtime now. We're not sure when it's gonna come off. So it's gonna come off any minute while we're talking.
Well, Tommy Dog, you just please try to get in contact with Rock Crusher, okay? Tell him I'm coming down and looking for him the 27th. I'm coming the 25th, so I come to his hometown and look him up on the Google him up and make sure he be that track. So I ain't looking for him.
You're
bragging.
What's going on?
You're bragging about the guy away from 7 Up. You know, 7 Up just wants some get back. That's all 7 Up wants. 7 Up just can't. That's don't too many people get away from 7 Up, and that's the one car I got away from him. And the man won't even get back.
Tracy,
hey, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Tracy. Hey, this is Turbo Chris.
Hold up, Turbo. Hold up. Just a second. There's a possibility that we may lose everybody. But, Tracy, you were looking for Robert earlier, and Robert has been very, very patient holding on. Robert McDonald, your mic is open, and somebody's got a lot of background noise.
Somebody hear your mic. What up,
Ron? Robert,
you're not. Hello? What's up, Ron? Crazy. Robert, what's going on? I think you muted your mic. I can't hear you. Mute your mic. Check your phone. Mute your mic and you're not talking. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello?
I'm here. What happened?
Robert,
go ahead. David, can you hear me? Yeah, I mean, go ahead. Somebody can hit the mic though, man. Everybody check your phone, mute the mic if you're not talking. Go ahead, Robert.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's happening, man?
What's going on?
Not nothing, man. Just trying to make action, man. Trying to make action. You've been missing an action on these road shows. I think you're a long time road racer. And you're going to come on the show to make action. What's going on? I know you got something to mix it up with.
Just hanging up under these hills over there.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a little work with stuff
I know you've been trying to put something together all year, so I'll tell you what to do, man. December 1st, we're going back down and do that makeup race again. So put something together. No matter how fast it is, come out there, man, and try to get your man.
Huh?
What you saying? Little hoop. Come out there and try to get your man December 1st. Come out there and try to get your man. Then we go back down and we're going to do it again.
Oh yeah, we gonna get something together. We working on something.
All right, man. Well, hey, come on, I see you back on the team doing something, man. Like I say, they how fast you go these days. You're just trying to make a race, so just try to mix it up with somebody.
Right, right.
Tommy Dog, just Tony Brown, can you get any more back half calls if you want to do something down there the 27th or December 1st?
I'm going to call with something, man. I'm going to be calling you. When I call you, I'll be trying to call you. So, have the phone. I'm going to have you something. You ain't going to come to Texas, man, and not get all you asked for. I can tell you, you're going to get all you asked for.
Okay, that's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear. I hate to go somewhere and don't race. I mean, went to Mississippi Saturday night. Shit, Brown Town was the only one that raced. You know, guys from Texas. I don't know where all the other East Coast guys be, but shit, you know, we race.
Yeah, you're going to race. You come down here, that's the only thing about it, you're going to race. So, one thing about it, hey, you know, you're making a shout out at people out here. So, you know, hey, they know you're coming down here. So, they got two shots at you two different times. So, we're going to make the best of it. So.
Well, yeah, most people tell me, more people tell me no than yeah. I don't understand it. But as long as I got some races locked in, that just keep me woke while I'm riding out that way. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have no race lock, then I get bored of sleeping around.
You know one thing about it, though, I saw on the board, man. I don't know why you got to talk to you. I saw on the board, BET put your win up there. But 10 a.m. you got to put your win and losses up after you keep it 100. Put your win and losses up there.
No, I told BET we left it that night. And when BET that night, I said, BET, man, don't wait till the end of the week to put my race on the internet that I won. I want to see it up there tomorrow. He told me I'm too tired of sleeping, man. I ain't got time to be messing. Look, I gave him extra $50. I mean, here go $50, man. That did. You don't take 2 hours to get on tonight. That's $25 an hour. Here go $50. Put my video up tomorrow. I sure wasn't gonna pay him stay up late to put a race where I lost up.
Well, you say you paid him $25 an hour, but don't take my out, so he had plenty of time.
He was gonna put him up. He was gonna put him up. You know, probably Wednesday or Thursday. But I just sold him $50-$60 and told him go ahead and put it up tomorrow. He did. That's all. That's all. That next day. I told him $56 for put up the next day. You know, cause it take a long time for it to, you know, do that stuff. You know, so I gave him extra money for that. That's all.
I like to see both of them, you know. I like to see all of
it,
you know.
Well, it really wasn't no race because the left lane was messed up. The left lane was messed up, Tony Dog. When I ran off Tony Thorne them, you know, we both agreed the left lane was messed up, but I ain't know it messed up that bad. But after we flipped and I won the flip off Show Enough Racing, I went to them and told them, I said, look here, man, that lane is messed up. And y'all ain't going to be able to make it down that lane. If y'all just want to call this race to another day, we can do it another day because, you know, I don't, that left lane is not safe. You know what he told me?
What's that?
Fuck you, Tony. I said, okay, all right, we're going to race. That's what he said. I tried to be a nice and gentleman. You ask him, I went there and begged him. I said, man, that left lane messed up. Not that I'm really concerned, but you may get out of shape and hit me. So I like to hit Tony them, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want no wreck to happen. So I tell the man, let's just call this lock off and let's do this race another day. He said, fuck you, Tony. If you pay the punk out, we'll call it off. I said, oh, well, I guess I'm going to pay the punk out. So let's go. I got the best lane. And I can put a lot of my power down on the best lane. So that's what he did. And what happened, he blew the tires off. I told him it was going to happen. He won't listen to me. Now that's $2,500, $3,000 they could have saved. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. I mean, that's the way it goes sometimes. So, you know, you got to take a good with the bad.
Yeah. But I'll give him a rematch. I'll give him a repeat. If he some kind of way show up October 27th or either December 1st, I'll give him a rematch.
You know what I mean? They gotta go to some race on the 27th. If they gotta go to race, they definitely be that December 1st. Cause I know the man ain't gonna miss his own show. So you know, he said, you know, you definitely gotta lock in on that. So
okay, ain't no problem with that. No problem at all.
I think Peanut's out there, buddy. We gonna say something. Peanut, you out there?
Peanut, you know, I don't allow Peanut to talk no more after I beat him Saturday. I told him he can't say nothing more for 2 weeks. Now on the radio show, no kind of, we're not saying nothing. Top Dog.
Hey,
Peter,
say something. I cut that man's tongue out Saturday night. You know I did that.
Peter,
Can you
hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I tell you win some, you lose some. You can't win them all, hell.
Well, Peter, that was crazy. Y'all lose that race. You know, it was crazy.
But
well, I begged you, Peter.
My whole thing, I don't drag my car nowhere without racing.
Yeah, but
I don't give a damn. It ain't number one to me. Everybody think I'm a nasty person.
Everybody think I'm cold-hearted. But I ain't like that, man, for real. I told
you, man,
don't.
You told me that. And, I mean, we just thought we could get down the lane.
Well, I know if you had any kind of power,
you
know where you're going to get down that lane.
Well, we ain't got no power, so that's why we thought we could get down it.
And you had 10-5 tires. You had two things against you. You had too much power, and you had 10-5 tires. That was a bad combination.
Man, we ain't got no.
Okay, I need to ask one more thing.
But, my goddamn DP fucked up half my race.
Well, see, I ain't want to take y'all money like that. I wanted us both to go around through there so I could drag you like, I ain't get no prop, you blow tires. I wanted to drag you down through there. And I knew you were going to do it.
I understand it happens sometimes like that, but I mean, I'm just a guy. I come to race, and I mean, I didn't drag my car way up there and leave it in the trailer and look at it. So, I mean, really, I thought I had a good chance of getting down the track.
Okay. Well, if some kind of way y'all can't wait till December 1st for another ass cutting, please come to Denton the 27th. Okay?
Well,
please do that.
I mean, I'm in Vegas on that day.
Huh?
We all in Vegas on that day. We're going to that race up in Vegas.
Y'all better go to Vegas. Don't run from me. But ain't no way in the world. I don't care what happened.
Well, we'll wait on you, D-Cell.
Listen to me. If I went to Mississippi and y'all beat me and y'all told me y'all were coming to my home state the next month, I cancel everything else. And
well,
we
Well, it's like 20 of us going, and I pay for it.
I don't care. I just have to count what I do. Ain't nobody
well,
come
I mean,
home,
well,
just beat me
well,
and come
to
my home track.
Well, you could take over. You might take over that day. You might take over on the 27th.
That's what I'm going to do.
And I think Tony Thornton to hold you down. I'm not even worried about it.
Look, if Tony run me, Tony run me down there in Denton. Me and you, I'm going to bet on the gap. Me and you guys are $200 on the gap, okay?
I can't bet. I ain't
trying. Oh, man, golly, you going to be, somebody going to tell you it's going to be a gap or not. If Tony Thorne run me in that same car.
Hell no. I wouldn't go with that to save my life.
Man, Lord, I can't get them gamble, man. Y'all.
I wouldn't go with that to save my life.
I'm a bet on the gap.
Well, you bet. I would bet
probably
do that if I was
there. Me and you have a personal side bet on the gap. Y'all can't. I looked at the video when me and your car left, and I saw all I had to see. You can't sit it with me. You can't stand that 103 60 foot.
I can't what?
You can't stand that 103 60 foot.
No, I can't. I can't.
Once I shoot the foot of the man, it's over. I bet you any amount of money, I'll show you my ticket, show you my, I bet you can't mile power me. You can't go no 172,
well,
man.
We'll get to see that on the first one. Well, we can bet on
I hope we can see earlier than that. I sure do.
We can bet on that too.
How in the world you can't sit with me? I got bigger tires, taller tires.
How you going to run? I didn't say 60 foot you.
60 foot is the race, man. That is the race. Nah, I don't believe it.
The footage what determines the race. You can't
well,
sit the foot with a man, you ain't finna win the race. If you can't sit the foot with a man and a goddamn man cutting a good light like I do, you ain't gonna win.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that.
Y'all got to race any day of the week. Y'all just call me. I come race y'all.
Well, we're the queen of the race.
If y'all got that same car, if y'all got that same car right there tonight, yes, I'll run y'all.
We don't have the same car. We ain't got no another car.
Okay, good. That's good.
They thought about it. I'm cutting y'all off. Can you hear me, Tony?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris again. Hey, two things. We're going to change that date to the 1st. I just found out I got a prior engagement on the 27th, but we're going to do it on the 1st.
Oh, man. Who is this then?
This Turbo Chris wanted to lock with the Turbo car.
Wait a minute. How y'all lock in races, man, then come back and say you ain't locked? Lock in a race and write it down. Tommy Dalton did all that writing down.
Wait a minute.
Writing down, and now
so
you
got to
tell me it ain't locked.
No, I just think, let me ask you this. Is it possible to change it to the 1st?
Well, you know, we use it. When we lock in something like that, we pay the punk out, then we change it then. But you just can't help
it. No, that's all right. We'll keep it on 27.
Okay, yeah, you can't help me. I wrote all this down, and I done sent message to my, text my crew to be ready to run you, get something up ready, and then you come like, no.
I ain't plugging out. I'm just about to change my other plans. I forgot about something that I had to do on that day.
The only way you can't lose your lockout, you hurt your car and you're going to come to the race. I guess people know if you hurt your car or not.
Just like you told Peanut, he got that same car. You got the same car and that same motor that you had down here in Houston, right?
Yeah, the same car that I had. Which we talking about the 7-Up? Yeah, the 7-Up got the same small block, one carburetor, the same tires. I might change slicks and get some new slicks because I ain't changed slicks since
it was the same motor you had when you came down here.
Well, yeah, that's irrelevant, same motor, because ain't nobody see the motor when I was in Houston, so ain't nobody know what more I had it then, so that's irrelevant right
now. We don't care nothing about that motor. Don't nobody care.
Right, I'm just saying, you won't know. I was trying to make a point. You can't make a point in that. Because I didn't raise my hood down in Houston. So you don't know what I had in Houston. So
you had to raise on when we came over.
Well, I didn't have that raise on 7-Up. Can't anybody look inside the motor anyway, see what's in the motor. It's a small block, one carburetor, a small block. It's all
gotcha.
It is. I got a cast in.
No problem.
Ain't no big thing. I ain't going to change no motor. It's too late in the year for me to change the motor. Christmas coming up.
No, man. This is the best time to change.
No, I ain't changing no more. I got no other motor change anyway. I already got the fastest one in. The same motor I had in Illinois, same motor I had in Houston, same motor I had all the way. I'm going to been good. I ain't had to freshen up or nothing. So it's been
good
to me this year.
Well, it's still a lot. But if you can change it to the 1st, I would like to. But if you can't change it, and you don't want to get this ass looping on the 1st, we'll keep it on
the 1st. I'm coming the 1st, too. So we do it both days. Ain't nobody else about that. I'm coming the 1st, too. I mean, if Tommy Dog got a good garage, I'll leave the car down his house. So I don't have to worry about the traveling back up and down the road.
Gotcha.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I don't have one car to travel down the road.
All right. That's good.
Hey, Tommy, one thing about it, Tommy, you sure can't leave it if you're under lock and key.
Exactly right. See, I need to haul it back up here for everybody up here scared to run something up, so I might leave it down there.
All right.
Please get in contact with Rock Crusher. Please do that for me if you can tomorrow sometime.
I can call Rock Crusher on 3-1. Y'all hold on. You hold on, Tony. Hold on just a second. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Just a
second. All right, man. I guess, that's going to do it for tonight.
All right. Call me if you get caught that rock crush.
I'm calling now. Hold on just a second.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling it right now. Y'all just hold on. I'm calling it right now.
Hey, I'm gonna plug you in on this radio. Tony Byers wanna talk to you about Rock Crusher.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
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 Here, yeah, Billy.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Brian.
What's
going on? Calling. I'm trying to get in contact with that car they call Rock Crusher.
That's us.
You know, y'all beat 7-Up early up in the year. 7-Up say he wants some kind of get back. Can you get some get back?
Let me open it. All right, go ahead now.
I said 7-Up. Y'all beat 7-Up early in the year down in Houston, and 7-Up wants some little get back. Can y'all give some get back?
I'm sure we can. I'm trying to talk the owner into seeing if we can go up there or not, you know.
Well, please do that and call me back ASAP because I want at least a get back. I'd like to get beat 2 times anyway to feel satisfied. I wasn't satisfied that night.
I understand. I mean, you know, we ain't never really liked that track, so, I mean, that's the reason why we don't just go down there all the time. So
it's going to be in Denton.
I know.
Oh, so it's a bad track?
Well, I didn't like it, you know, last time I went down there. I mean, I made it down, but it waits till later on in the night after they drag it and stuff like that or whatever. They're not as good about prepping track and shit, you know.
Well, I called them. I'm gonna call them tomorrow to make sure they had that stuff real prepped up.
Oh yeah, Tony. Can we? I know we did a lot, but can we put a time on our race so we won't have enough
yes,
that
sir.
Shit happen between you and Javier?
Yes,
waiting
sir.
Waiting until 12:00.
Yes, sir. Where you want to run before when?
I want to run before 9.
That's a bit. You got to run before 9. That's fine.
All
got
right.
No problem with that. Got no problem at all with that.
So, when it's just saying the same lane about 8:30?
Yeah, say you got to run by 9. You be in lane by 8:55 as long as you run by 9.
All right.
I'm pretty sure they'll let the girls call the first race top priority to get them all out there, you know.
Yeah.
And test and tune. How to do up here, you know, it could test and tune, but they're trying to grudge rate. They stop the test and tune and let the grudge car go out there.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay, Rod Crusher, when you going to get back in contact with Boss?
I got approval by one of the guys already, but I haven't talked to the actual owner of the car yet, so as soon as I talk to him, we'll make a decision.
You talking to the driver right now, Tony.
Right, okay. Well, it's called Tubby Dog, and you hook me up on three-way.
Okay, well, what kind of race are you talking about wanting to do? Just same way or just
same way. I want you to head up and keep the wheelie balls on. You know, I cried about the wheelie balls last time because I ain't had none, but keep them on this time.
Keep them on, huh?
Yeah.
So is there any other kind of steps y'all want to throw in there, or what's up?
No, just head up, 8 mile, flip the lane.
Head up 8 mile, flip for lanes, huh?
Close truth.
7
don't lock that, Thomas.
Well, I wish I could, but I don't know for sure if we're going to be able to take the car or not. I mean.
Wait. How far are y'all from this track? I'm traveling.
We,
it's 16 hours.
We're not, but about 5-6 hours from the track.
Damn, Texas big. God, hey. I'm going to stay in Mexico or Louisiana. Y'all stay in Texas and still 6 hours from the track?
Yep.
Let's call Tommy Dog when y'all get ready. You know we're going to do the rematch.
I mean, we don't hardly ever go nowhere because we got so much stuff going on at our own track or whatever right here, and we love our track, so we don't go nowhere, you know. So that's
well,
the only thing.
Well,
I
love my track.
Gotta,
I love my track too. You know, but I like traveling too. You know, I like Texas. You know, Texas, Dallas got. I like Dallas. I like Houston. I like all of Texas.
Well, hell, we'll be right here 2 weeks. We'll be right here at HMP. You want to come on down? We'll do it in to there.
No, I ain't making but 3 more Wild State trips this year. 2 to Texas, 1 to Florida version. I mean, 2 more to Florida and 2 more to Texas. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try to talk him into letting us go down there.
Okay. Well, you just call Tommy Dog and then you call him on 3-way.
Will do.
Lock it in.
Okay.
All right, Bob.
All right.
Is
Tell me, dog, I appreciate you, you calling that cutting number for me.
All right, man. Hey, man. That's good. Anything else come up, man, I'll be giving you a call, man. So, hey, we run it. You got anything to say?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a race with Moneymaker. I'm trying to get a race with Rambo. Moneymaker or Rambo, Melly Yell will be back up running then. And, you know, we always can bring, you know, Gangsta Boo, anything like that, you know. So it's let us know
what kind of suspension is Rambo?
Rambo stop suspension.
On 29?
Yeah, 29 stop suspension.
Okay.
Hey, I'll be calling you, man. I'll be calling you. I have something for you. It's going to be December 1st. I have something for you, so we're going to make it a web. When you every call you bring down here, don't get a race, so.
All right, boss man. I'll catch y'all later on.
All right, man. Hey, man, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week at 7 o'clock, man. Hey, everybody, have a good time, man. Get your cars ready. We'll race y'all going this weekend. Have a safe trip. Until next time, man, this is Tom McDonald, Brewers Madness. Sponsored by Brewers Inc., trying to take Brewers racing around the world. Good night, everybody.
All right, Bob.